here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't know that one.
I tell you, this is just the beginning.
Going around breaking street lamps.
City property, mind you. Next thing you know, they'll be on motorcycles and wearing them leather jackets and zooming around. They'll take over the whole town of Rain and Terror.
Finally, you're just boys you're talking about. They're only about 8 years old.
Yeah, well, today's 8 year olds are tomorrow's teenagers. I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. First sign of youngsters going wrong, you got to nip it in the bud.
I'm going to have a talk with them. Now, what more you want me to do?
Well, just don't mollycoddle.
I won't.
Nip it. You go read any book you want on the subject of child discipline, and you'll find every one of them is in favor of butt nipping.
Take care of it.
Only one way to take care of it.
Nip it.
In the bud.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
I don't know that one.
Yellow.
Hello there, old friend. What are you doing?
Hey, what is up? I'm just watching Antiques Roadshow and having some apple juice.
Whoa! Hey, there's my call waiting. Hello?
Hello, companion.
Hey, it's Charlie Broyhill.
Hey, Charlie, what is up? Hold on. There's a knock at my door. Hello?
Well, hello there, old friend. What is up?
Not much. I'm just having an apple juice watching Antiques Roadshow. Wow. Watching Antiques Roadshow and having an ice cold apple juice. True that.
What could I do when I was Celestia? I spoke a different language. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people. Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course. Can you do anything?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know. Anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language is called Kinesh. Akinesh. I suppose that's who my dog is. It is a good fortune, Eastside Don, to be here.
Can we get high?
I don't know that one.
Wake up, Harold.
Hey.
Come on. Move your butt. You're blocking traffic.
That's no way to address dirt drinks a lot.
Come on. Let's get you inside and scrape the gum out of your hair.
Okay. Hey, Mike. What's your favorite radio station?
I don't know that one.
Yo, got a gift, my friend. Yo, got a gift. Oh, yeah. You saw that there was something that I was trying to do, and you figured that out. That's why you are who you are. God bless you. God bless you, gift.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah. I don't know that one.
Joe.
Can we get high?
Fire.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know could fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
These are the guys that have come to fix our computers, Mike.
Get them out of here, Al.
They came over in boats.
Oh, God.
I don't know that one.
Oh, man.
Come on, you know that one, Tom.
I don't know that one.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
I don't know that one.
Not just both guys. You both. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tiger, and all the ships at sea. Hey, Oscar Love, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I like it. And thank you, everybody, for listening to Don and Mike's show.
I don't know that one.
A new episode on this Wednesday.
February 12th.
Right.
And here's the phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Dom and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
I don't know that one.
Right. I'd like right now with, hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Or Joe. Joe, I got a job for you. Joe. Where's Joe?
Joe.
Where's my man? Where's the J-man?
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
Where's the Joe and Stater? Joe?
Yes.
Please go find Michael Hughes. Bring him. Tell him it's an emergency.
He's back.
An emergency. Bring him to the station.
Into the studio.
You are summoning our new fearless leader.
Well, he's the muckety muck. Mm-hmm. He's the group. You heard him on the show a couple of weeks ago.
We only have access to him one day a week.
Right. So
he's the new guy. Yeah, I had the meeting today, you know, the thing where he gave me all those numbers. I'm all with 24-7. He's all with that type talk, you know.
Yep.
I'm all about it 24-7. I'm here at 365.
That's great. Right.
He's got all that stuff happening. And
I'm a little freaked out because you know, it always starts good with these guys. Many times it does. And, you know, he seems to be a very nice man.
I just want him to see what I'm seeing right now.
What are you looking at right now?
Well, I'm looking at computers that are shutting off and turning themselves back on and then shutting themselves back off. And keep in mind that Ron Fez got done last night at 11:30.
Yes.
So between 11:30 last night and 3 o'clock today, there's been no live programming coming out of the studio.
Right. Been available. Right.
Meaning that, hey, Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes. Hi, Michael.
This better
be important.
It is.
Here we go.
Watch this. You see this? I'm here trying to do a show. You see what this is doing? Windows.
Booting up.
Windows is starting up. But in the 5 minutes that we've been on the air, it's started up, then it's signed off, and over there on Mike's side, it says disconnected from server, reconnect. Here's the problem. Our engineers, and they are great guys, Mike and Wendell, they're great guys.
Very good guys.
They seem to enjoy working on the equipment. Starting.
Hi, how you doing?
They seem to enjoy working
on the... I'm paying attention, right?
I know. They seem to enjoy...
No ADD from you.
They really seem to enjoy working on the equipment starting at 3 o'clock. You know, I mean, there's no show from... Hi, Lisa.
Mike's defense, he didn't get word until about 5 minutes till.
Thank you. For the defense of Michael Friedman... Attorney Lisa Herndon. Whatever. And I thought you'd be glad I'm not yelling at you one time. And now here is Charlie Broyhill.
Mike just called and said if you'll type in your login, it should work.
All right, here we go.
Right, okay.
I'm going to type in the login.
That was typed in, though, already, you realize.
What do all these people do here?
Michael, this would be the support staff.
That's part of what I was trying to... Remember that meeting we had today? That's what I was telling you about. Okay.
Michael, I'm going to be a little... colder and cooler with you this week. I was accused, I believe, last week or the week before when we had you on the show of kissing your ass by a listener. So if you'll just bear with me here,
it's
going to be a little more aloof with you.
System cannot log me on.
Look at the other
Joe. Joe, I need you to. Joe's got my password.
Oh, I know.
Joe, what is it?
Joe, bring in the other support staff member. There you
Everybody
go.
Has it.
Yeah, is it? Oh, I got.
Now is it working?
Now hold on. Now it's.
Come on in, Joe.
Loading your personal setting.
Oh, bring Lisa in also. We'll all be in here.
I like it.
Now let's see how this goes. Now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be official in a moment.
Now, I only brought you in here so you see the crappy conditions we were
in. Hey, guess what?
We're all
in here.
Hey. We're all here right now.
Thanks, great.
My God.
Now, you see, finally, my AOL's just come up. But now we got to reconnect that one over there.
so that the call screen can work.
Can I go now?
This is. I just want you to see. This is a mess. This is.
It's not a mess.
This is a freaking mess.
This is top-notch equipment.
Top-notch equipment that is malfunctioning.
Oh, yeah. Go to Houston or Atlanta. You'll see.
Really bad stuff?
Oh, my God.
Looks like it's ready.
Is it ready now?
Great. It's 310. It's 310. Looks like it's ready.
You got a wireless keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cutting edge.
Wireless keyboard, my ass. The keyboards mean nothing. Anyway, now look, here you go.
That's okay. That's normal.
Take a good look. Take a good look.
That's normal, Don.
That's normal.
Sure it is.
Well, what is that? TeloServe Air Studio.
Call screen software.
Someone is doing stuff with a mouse on it. Here's my point. Shouldn't they be doing this crap before we come on the radio? Shouldn't in an ideal world, when we walk in at 3 o'clock, shouldn't the computers just be turned on and ready to go?
With 10 people walking around here, yes, I would assume so.
Yes. Now you have your answer, correct?
Okay. I'm walking on air.
Very good.
Thank you, Michael.
No tunes to hit?
Oh, hold on a second.
No, I have no cans.
Now he's running out. Goodbye, Mike.
He had that.
Michael. Hey, which do you prefer, Mike or Michael?
I don't care.
Okay.
All right. Hold on a second.
See, I was going to answer that caller that accused me of butt-kissing last week, but if he had said Michael,
whichever
said,
one.
Okay, Mike, you know, I was going to do that.
Yeah.
Robbie, give him
obviously, it didn't work out.
Give him some headphones,
week,
Rob.
The three-way you talked to.
Oh, you enjoyed that. Yes.
You know, technically.
Anytime I can help, let me know.
Technically, ladies and gentlemen, we have four Michaels in the studio right now. Did you know that? Are you aware that his real name being Michael, and my real name being Michael?
Right now, it's really.
I see the paychecks.
Yeah, Mike.
Very good. Thank you.
So do you want to use your real name, Michael Hughes, this time, or do you want to use a fake name? And you want to be like Dictator? How about Dictator?
How about Emperor Ming?
Are you ready? I got Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, good one.
There you go.
You know, it was warm in Georgia this past weekend. I was there. But the All-Star Game sucks. It's freezing here. My blood's thin. JFK.
Yeah. That's my man.
You know, I was worried about him for a second there, and then he
JFK
got right in there with the call letters. That was
good job.
The Michael Hughes Show.
Wow. Very good.
All right.
Good job.
That worked out well.
You want a hard one?
Can I go now?
Yeah. No, you go.
Yeah. All right, sure. See you later.
You guys have a good show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the computers.
Mike, you're the best.
Thank you. Hey, right. Yeah. Thanks. All right.
You too, Doc.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's it.
That was the answer. I didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
Much easier for me to kiss ass than it is to do anything else.
There you go.
Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway, I just want him to come in and see that.
Yeah, he should.
And there's Lisa coming in again.
All right. What's everything all right? Is everything up to speed?
No, I was just checking that because I typed in that line one is Tom Gavin back there and was coming in to check and see.
Michael! Come back and look now. They're broken again. See? They're broken again.
Are they broken?
Yeah.
Michael?
Where's he at? You see that? There's nothing on the screen, Mike.
There's nothing, but there's a lot of flashing light.
There sure is. Man, there's like 10 flashing green lights there.
Look, and the screen's moving.
And I know you're doing that 3D thing with me, aren't you?
Welcome to the House of Wax.
I'm hip to your jive, Mike.
There we go.
I'm hip to what you're doing.
See trails.
You know, I just want the guy to see. The guy is I got his card somewhere. He's like some type of regional muckety muck.
Right.
I just want him to see the crap that we go through on a daily basis.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, though, it's a well-oiled machine, and let me tell you why. Rob just handed me my pen. And when that happens, my day is complete.
We're ready.
I mean, that's right. Isn't that right, Rob?
Well, you have a preferred pen.
I do.
We had a crisis this week when we ran out of your preferred pen.
I like the new technology with the rubber ends. That new technology where they put that little rubbery thing
on. Hey, I'm a fan of that as well, Mike.
Isn't that nice?
That's it. It gives you a nice grip.
You know, pen technology, if every product in America was on the same kind of cutting edge, state-of-the-art mission that these here pen companies are on, we'd be okay.
Hey, and listen, speaking of pen companies.
We'd have flying cars if that was the case.
That's true. Like,
hold on a second. I about made number three in my pants.
Really?
When I was in Office Depot with my wife over the weekend.
Really? This must be significant.
Look at these.
Oh, look at that.
Look at these Sharpies with chisel tips.
Big one.
Chisel tips.
In all
chisel
colors.
On my nizzle.
That's very exciting for you.
These are like retarded Sharpies. These are so big with a big overgrown heads.
Big fat one.
Is that your preferred size?
No. And as you've noticed, maybe you've noticed, I've not even opened them yet.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to open them, to break them open.
Those are perfect for match game.
You could save those and actually keep those,
nice.
You know, keep those as a collector's item.
Yeah, Mike likes his pens. I like my Sharpies. I also like my pencils.
Amen.
I like everything just up.
What?
Turn the screen around. You tell everybody. I don't want to just be the one here.
No.
Oh, as soon as you turned it around, it went back again to being light.
What was the...
It was dark.
Was it dark?
It was dark with
but
orange...
But now there's nothing up there.
It was dark with orange lights on it before.
Mm-hmm. And every time I look at that screen, you know, I notice the work of our engineer, Wendell, who, as opposed to using American numbers as the German numerical system with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a wacky little joint we got here.
All right, well, we're on the air, and we do have phone lines. Well, this is just as well. I guess, you know, it doesn't matter, like taking unscreen calls
exactly,
anyway.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, did you get your duct tape, your plastic, your canned goods, and your oxygen tank?
Now, let me tell you something, my friend. Wow, this is about being ahead of the curve. Last night, I discussed this on our show. Mentioned the article in the newspaper last night.
Right.
We're watching TV. They got the reporters at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Sold out?
Sold out.
Oh,
but hey, listen. I called the cops the other night on, I seen three Middle Eastern guys sitting in a car. The other night, just sitting there, and then for about half an hour they were sitting there, and then all of a sudden they got out of the car, they started praying and stuff.
Where are you from?
I'm from exactly Croydon, Philly radio station. Where
you said they were sitting at what, out on, and they where'd they start praying out on the street?
They got out of the car. They started praying up to Allah, whatever the hell they're praying to. They got down on their knees. They started praying again.
They might have actually been waiting for the time to do that, right?
Well, it was about 5:30.
Yeah, but do you do that? But do you do that? Do you get out of your car and pray in the street, though?
Well, I think if you're a devout Muslim, you pray wherever you are at that prescribed time.
On the ground.
But you know what?
That threw me off was they were sitting in the parking lot that was in the store that was under construction.
Well, listen, here's
you know what? And I think you're doing what everybody says you should do.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you did what you did. I think it's good that people are vigilant.
Hold on a second. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, as the networks are telling us, if you turn on Fox News Channel, they have it at the bottom of the screen. We are at Code Orange, and now we salute that here on the Donna Mike Show.
Orange, who said?
There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
Right.
Orange, there's another one.
You gotta
laugh.
That's
Wiki
Poo, isn't it?
Yep. HR Puff and stuff. You gotta laugh.
Orange,
you flip out, man.
Code
Orange. So on behalf of the United States government, don't forget duct tape, plastic, and code orange.
A kumquat, Mike?
So,
yeah.
After all that discussion.
Yeah, let's give it up for Wiki Poo.
That's nice.
And we had yesterday on the show, turn on the news and all the stations, 11 o'clock last night, you know, I'm Mung Lee or whatever her name is, Channel 4. In this Home Depot, they have no duct tape left.
That's right.
So I got home last night, and I said...
Did you go to any stores?
Well, I entrusted my cunny honey to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, even though earlier in the day we had had the discussion that the government says we should get these products, we came to a compromise.
Right.
The compromise was, well, first, we're on a well. Mm-hmm. So we have well water,
right.
So there's no reason for us to go out and get gallons of water.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, yeah. What if it becomes contaminated?
Radioactive.
Well, why'd you lose power?
Well, basically, what we've decided is...
We're doomed.
After we were talking yesterday, I believe Mike brought this up and other callers did. Well, you go in a room and you cut yourself off from the outside world. You put up the tarp and the tape and you put the tarp over the vent. Well, how will you live unless you have canisters of oxygen standing by?
Exactly.
And it was at that point that we made a family decision that we were not going to buy the duct tape.
All right.
We're not going to buy...
Welcome.
Amen. That, you know, whatever happens, is going to happen,
yep.
And it's going to happen. And one more thing, I just got to get off my chest. Who the F does Belgium think they are, okay? I mean, I'm used to France bending over, and okay, Germany, enough said, but Belgium?
Yeah.
Please. Please, you got waffles. That's all you got. You got waffles, and without that, you're a dick country.
Mm-hmm.
Canada laughs at you. We don't need Belgium's permission to take a leak.
I think they've got some really nice castles, though.
Well, they're out of it, Mike. Mm-hmm. I can't believe the big news is, and as they're saying, the big three. The big three right now are Germany, France, and Belgium. And
you know,
they got a way of saying it. They go Germany, France, and Belgium.
I paid attention to the warnings last night, and I really, from the bottom of my heart, would like to thank everybody that works at a place called the Merrivale Winery, because that's where I took my solace last night in a fine bottle of Chardonnay. And it was really, really worthwhile. I put all the problems out of my head. It was delightful.
And if you want to piss off Belgium, go ahead, but beware, you'll never eat Brussels sprouts again.
Is that where they come from?
They're from Brussels.
Brussels, Belgium.
Right.
I read maps.
I hate Brussels sprouts anyway.
I love them.
So that was the discussion in our house last night. We decided, if it happens, it happens. All we're doing is prolonging, giving ourselves another 3 to 4 hours. And frankly, if it happens, it happens. And what the F? For me, the more perplexing problem last night, as it has to do with terrorism, is... now imagine this... I watched 24 last year and this year. Last night, and I'll give my wife credit, you know, she comes into the cave and she says, I want to watch the show with you.
Right.
Because you love this show so much.
You do.
Now.
As I do.
It is impossible, however, to bring somebody up to speed on what's happening on 24.
Oh, I would imagine so.
When they got the four screens going at once.
Yeah.
The commercial breaks. You know,
dink.
It seems
dink.
The commercial breaks are not long enough for me to explain to her.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
The guy that they're torturing is a guy high up in the government who knows about the bomb. Now, he was told about that by the president's wife, who used to be the secretary to Larry Sanders, and then it would come back on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to explain the part about the sister and the father and the sister that killed Raisa.
Yeah.
And then I got to get into the whole thing about how Nina, or whatever her name is, involved, the girl that killed Jack Bauer's wife.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get into that, and then I got to get into how the daughter was trapped with the mountain lion, and
right.
the little kid that was with the daughter, and the car.
Hey, what's going to happen with that? What's Kevin Dillon going to do? What's Matt Dillon's little brother that I partied with going to do?
Something evil, I bet.
I bet he's going to do something
bad.
He's a nasty guy in real life.
Something bad.
I hung with him one night. I forgot where it was. Might have been at one of those DJ conventions.
And every time somebody's coming on the screen, I'm saying, okay, now this guy's got 24 hours to live. Why? Radioactive poisoning. It's like she was annoying me with the question. She said, radioactive poisoning. Listen, you're going to see his nose bleeding, or you'll see the splotches later.
Yeah.
Trust me, he's going to be dead in 24 hours. And then the other girl came on, the girl that's coming on to the guy in CTU, and I said, I think that she's a turncoat. I think they've indicated she's a turncoat.
You know, I'm thinking that if our government doesn't terrorize us about radioactivity, the local networks, all your networks are going to do that with CSI Miami, mm-hmm. and with 24.
Yeah.
You know, did you see the CSI Miami with the guy's hand eaten through?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
I mean,
yeah.
That's all. Everybody's talking about that.
Fantastic. But that's an impossible show to explain to somebody while they're sitting down and watching it.
Yeah. I mean, the general concept is simple, but then when you get into the subplots, you know. There are 30 of them.
You know, and then when the girl from Star Trek, the girl who's the president's aide who goes to have the meeting with the Deep Throat, and it turns out that it's the girl from the Larry Sanders show, it's the president's wife that's really there.
And now, you know, how many people are like me that think the president's number one man, his right-hand man, is in on it, too?
Oh, the guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
I do not think so.
He's a bad guy.
I think he's a good egg.
How did she find out that the other assistant was going to be out there?
I think it goes deeper than that. I think that guy's a good egg, though.
No, he had a look last night.
Mike, I'm telling you.
He had an evil look last night.
The girl with the curly hair at CTU who said to the one guy a couple episodes ago,
yeah.
when he said to her, you know, no matter what happens, I really like you, we can get together.
Right.
I think she is the squeaky wheel, and she's passing along information to Sherry Palmer, who is passing it along to... And I love the fact that old guy had his...
Do you think that Sherry Palmer is without guilt?
No, Sherry Palmer is absolutely guilty.
Yeah, because she, yeah. I mean, we had the phone conversation between her and the guy that's getting tortured now.
And that's great torture, where they take his shoes and socks off, put his feet in a bucket of water, and they give him those electronic jolts.
Oh, my God.
And
but I still don't know how the lady at CTU would have been able to communicate to Sherry Palmer to meet that lady out at that that place.
Because she's wired. This is my theory.
I thought we were going to have a murder there, too. I thought we were going to have a dot, dot, dot when that happened.
Just my theory that she's wired in.
She, I think that she got word from the president's right-hand man, that guy with the glasses. I think he's the guy that did it.
I don't think.
I will bet you on that one.
I'll bet
I'm
you,
confident on that.
I'll bet you he's a good guy.
All right, I'll bet you,
You know,
God, you know, it's so easy when we could just do money bets.
All right, I'll bet you $50 he's a
$50
good
says that I say the president's right-hand man, the white-haired
the bald guy with the glasses.
Is an evil guy.
All right, I think he's a good guy. I think he's a square. You know what I mean? He's square. Yeah.
Square shooter?
Yeah. So write that down, Robbie. I like that guy. I think he's okay. Wow, what a great show that is, 24.
It is. Oh,
wow.
It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
And, you know, as I've mentioned many times, that Kiefer, he's got two ranges. At the end of the range, it's either,
hello, Mr. President. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you for your support. I will kill your son if you don't tell him. That's
it.
Yeah.
Right. There's no middle range. It's either.
Had a little trouble with the plausibility of that last night. I think your grade A number one terrorist doesn't care. I think he realized. Well, I think the whole idea is I'm going to paradise, and the more I suffer, the more I will go to paradise, and his son would go to paradise.
They raise their sons to follow in their footsteps too, though. So
yeah, I don't know. It was you know.
No, I like it. And it was a nice setup too. Yeah. You know, you put the little kid in the chair and push the chair over backwards. And
right.
Boom, you killed my son.
Exactly.
You killed my son. You know, and I'm having to explain to Frida the whole thing with the sister and the bad sister who's wearing the wig.
Do you find when you're watching 24? I find more than any other show. When I watch 24, I really get that art imitates life feeling. I mean, this is just...
Especially now.
It's so weird. It's so weird to watch a television show that is really not far away from fantasy. I mean, that is, you know, it's almost reality. This could be...
Yeah.
Especially when you know, the next morning you're reading the newspaper that they're putting air defense missiles around Washington now, you know?
Well, that's good. We live in Washington.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good. Put one on my street. I don't mind.
Street.
I'd be up there.
Put one on your cul-de-sac.
I do the neighborhood watch thing. I take my time out there.
Launch it from your pool.
See you with one of those World War One helmets. You know, and you got the little crank thing where that's the kind of gun.
No, I would want the Radio Shack controller, like, you know, for the motorized trucks.
Right.
I'd want like one of those
the
deals
joystick.
Where I see the bomb coming, and I turn the little steering wheel and push the button, and boom. Gone. Put it on my street. That's what I say. Help me and all of my snobbish neighbors live through whatever crisis we may be faced with.
It is weird. I'm numb to it now. It's such a strain.
Spare the lives of those of us who live in gated communities. Save the wealthy. Think about the plight of those of us when we drive home at night. Who must punch a code into a box to have the metal gates open?
The three P's. Always remember your three P's.
And they are?
Protect the people of privilege.
The three P's.
And for God's sakes,
put an armed guard on my swimming pool. I just had that thing retiled.
That's right.
I just had it retiled.
Everything's all right out here, sir. You can go for your morning swim.
Jesus.
Very good, sir.
I really just did have it retiled. Yeah, really just a couple of the tiles were coming loose.
Protect that.
I said, yeah, give me an armed guard on that.
It's crazy.
Right? It's nuts.
Crazy world we live in.
Nuts, nuts, nuts. And the thing is, if nothing happens, you know, God forbid, nobody wants anything to happen. But I think people in general now with this orange thing, they're waiting for something to happen. And if something doesn't happen, then we're going to let our guard down again, and we're going to go, wow, now they told us to buy duct tape, and nothing happened.
Well, it might be, you know, like that guy that called in from Philadelphia, that this is the way we are for the foreseeable future, that we're vigilant, we're protecting ourselves, but, you know, living in fear, there's a fine line between being vigilant and living in fear.
I've decided, and this time, now I'm not goofing, I'm serious. All I want is some notice. That's all. Like, if we were here at work...
Mm-hmm.
And I got the word that, you know, the bombs were on their way,
right?
I'd like to know how long. We got 15 minutes. We got 10 minutes. We got 20 minutes.
I would like to say the single women of the world, of America and the region, you know, that anyone that can hear my voice.
In the building.
In this building, in this climate.
In this building.
That we live in now, of terror, where you really don't know if...
Your choices are going to probably be limited to the women of this building.
Really? I'm okay with that.
I think if it's... Oh, I know who you're thinking of.
Yeah. What I want to say to all single women, though, that really in this climate we live in, this climate of fear, where we're preparing for some... terrible disaster.
Right.
Whether it will happen, no one knows. Perhaps it's time to relax your standards a little bit, and perhaps it's time to, you know, think about life in terms of the moment, as
and
opposed to you know, planning and things like that.
Let me just say this on your behalf.
I hope I'm making myself clear.
Let me say this on your behalf.
Yes,
I know you're speaking in generalities.
Yes, yes.
I'm talking specifically. If we get the word, they say, okay, mustard gas coming, 15 minutes.
Right.
At that point. As far as you're concerned,
mm-hmm.
all those rings those ladies have on their left hands,
yes.
they vanish.
They're gone.
Yeah. They're gone.
They're meaningless.
You're up.
You want last-minute comfort.
You're up
right?
and love.
For all of them. Right, and love. And what better way to express that comfort and love
uh-huh.
than through intercourse?
And that's why I've chosen as my sexual partner when it all happens. Hey, buddy.
Rob, I knew it.
Hey, Rob.
And you're finally going to go for... All right, come on, tell the truth. Catcher or pitcher?
His choice.
Look at that,
nice.
Huh?
Do I love that guy?
Well, Rob, he's giving
nice.
You the choice. What's it going to be, pal?
We'll spin a dreidel.
No, you know what we'll do,
dreidel.
Rob? Here's what we'll do. When it happens. If it happens. Mike will go and make love to some woman who
right.
works here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz,
uh-huh.
what would you do? Would you get high? Would you live close to the station? Would you try to go home?
Yeah, I think so, because I am so close.
You'd probably
yeah.
try to go home.
Right.
It'd be Rob and I, and if
uh-huh.
we knew that mustard gas was coming,
right.
it'd probably be the end of it.
Uh-huh.
Rob and I would do the show that we'd always dreamed of doing.
Oh, dear.
The show.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Wouldn't really matter.
That is horrible.
It wouldn't matter.
You know what horrible would matter to me?
The topic could be making fun of Mike. As he's making fun of someone here at the station. Look at him.
Actually, bring her in and
yeah.
right here in front of you.
No, I think it would be an ideal opportunity.
I don't know if that, even under those circumstances, if I could concentrate with that humor.
an ideal opportunity, Joe. Just like to say the F word.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm times, with you on that one.
Yeah. 50 times in a row.
That would be fun. You know, where we just go, hey, what the F is doing? This
and
is F up.
Yeah,
all of the skeletons out of the closet, all the people that we're not allowed to talk about, we
yeah,
talk
no,
about.
I don't know about that.
We let it fly.
That's not what you want to do with your last moments.
Well, if I'm stuck here, I'm not going to make it home in time.
But you want to make peace. You want to say, you want to communicate to the people you care about most.
They already
how much
know
you
that.
Love them.
They already know that. They already, my wife and my son know that I love them more than life itself.
God, this is freaking me out now. This is starting to freak me out just
yeah.
a little bit, you
yeah.
know.
Right.
Well,
we joke, we kid, we laugh, but then I just.
We got to think, maybe it happens.
In the final 15 minutes, can we at least sing a song?
Yes, of course we can. And you know what else?
Thanks.
If I have it in me,
yeah,
I'll take a dump on the console. I'd pull down my pants and go BM on the console.
Now I wish I had bought in plastic wrap.
You know, I'm not sure which is worse, the mustard gas or that.
That might counteract.
That was, yeah, that might actually neutralize.
We'll need
wouldn't that be amazing? And then we all survive. Wow.
That's great BM.
My God.
What would happen? We get that, go, Buzz comes in, one day seriously
yeah.
says, you know, Don and Mike, we have 15 minutes to live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can tell you this. Yeah. Keep your dial set. For 15 minutes of the best radio you ever heard in your life. Get your dial set.
We really just cut a promo.
Roll your tape recorders for some of the finest radio you've ever heard.
If it was 15 minutes, I might be forced to leave the microphone and make some personal calls. I hate to you know.
Hey, everybody can have the you know his or her own choice.
Yeah, I might just say you know bid you adieu and you know get out to the cell phone as soon as possible.
Yeah, like,
probably what I do.
Like those phones won't be jammed. Like he won't be out there and you'll be getting you know bidu. All circuits are busy
well,
right now.
You know what? If they were, I'd come right back in here and finish up.
Well, then you'd catch Rob and I.
Making violent love.
And crapping on the
AS.
And crapping on the equipment.
Oh, wow.
And telling our jokes and having our fun.
Actually, then I might just prowl the hallways.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's what you do. You'd be a predator.
Yeah.
You'd be
hi.
Out there. You go.
How are you?
Baby.
Just walking down, like shuffling down the hallway, pants around my ankles.
Baby.
Have a look. Who wants this? Come on. Last minute sale. Come on now. Come on now. Who wants to go for a ride?
Woohoo!
Also, I believe with all the people I hate at the station, I would take my car, I'd go down to my car, and I'd run my car into their cars. I believe if we had 15 minutes to live, that's another foolish thing that I would do.
Yes.
I would smash my car into some other people's cars.
I would be, I'll tell you, in the last 15 minutes, I would be comfortable with my nudity.
Oh, sure, you should be.
I would be completely comfortable with my nudity.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, if it was the last 15 minutes, if Charlie Boyle came in and gave me that sign, we have to break.
Yeah.
There's no way I'd play one commercial.
If Charlie, what would you do in the last 15 minutes?
We were down to 15 minutes.
That's a good question.
ABC or Radio Shack or Fox or Miller Beer, they could just kiss my ass.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, Charlie's not going to come in and tell us what he would do.
Oh, it's a disappointment.
I think we know. So that's where we are. Yeah, we're flipped out. Just a little bit. Maybe I
should have brought it up. Well, I wasn't thinking about it.
But it's what people are talking about, man.
Not true.
I mean, seriously, you can't go into a Home Depot, you can't go into a Lowe's and buy duct tape.
We're sold out.
Let's say that you really need duct tape. You're screwed.
Yeah.
Let's say that you're one of those guys like myself, when something breaks, you go, oh, I could take the time to really fix it, or I could just get some duct tape. You know, well, now if you really need duct tape, you're screwed.
Right.
There's got to be like black market duct tape now.
Orders.
Because you can't find it anywhere.
I might just buy a boat and trail it around with me wherever I go.
Why? There's no water around here.
Yeah, there is.
There's no water around here.
There's the Potomac.
You'd never make it from here to the Potomac River if we had 15 minutes.
I have four-wheel drive.
Mike,
where are you getting this arbitrary 15 minutes to?
Well, I'm thinking about...
How great is your four-wheel drive going to do when it's dragging a boat and the boat doesn't have four-wheel drive?
I'm thinking
all right,
about...
Maybe I get a boat and keep it in a secret spot.
I'm thinking about the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's what I'm thinking about. Cuban Missile Crisis. It was 15 minutes for the rockets to get from Cuba to here.
All right.
Okay. So maybe we'll have a half hour. Maybe we'll have 45 minutes.
Right.
And we could sing a lot of songs.
Maybe we have an hour.
Oh, that'd be better.
An hour would be great.
Yeah.
Get everything out.
15, not enough.
An hour.
Oh, boy.
I could go twice.
An hour. I'm touching yourself.
An hour.
Let's clear the lines. I'm talking about something besides Code Orange.
You know, really, if I had an hour, I'd probably... You were talking about Rob?
Yeah.
I'd pay a visit to Jason Vesey.
You would.
Always had a strange attraction to him.
Our phone number is 877.
I get that.
365-3636. 877-365-3636. $1,000 on the line right now with a secret sound. And you know what else I would do? If I had time, I swear to God, there's a Target or something around here. I would go out and I would max out my credit card.
I'm at a Target.
I would go up and down the aisle.
Shampoo for everybody.
I'd, you know, 500 bottles of Prel.
Amen.
I'd buy Wrangler jeans. I'd buy cheap tennis shoes.
Just don't buy one of those stereo cabinets you have to put together.
Be the 100th caller right now. We'll try to give you $1,000, okay? Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know how they're so definite, though. Maybe the cows tip them off when they're milking them. July 3rd. I didn't understand you, sir.
Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
You didn't hear me. We did.
They should know better. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, countdown to VD now. I know for Joe Artinger it's a daily countdown.
Well, the countdown's over.
Countdown to some kind of venereal disease.
Right.
For the rest of us, Valentine's Day. And we'll have two special shows tomorrow.
Four to
different couples coming in to play the backwards newlywed game. Now, these are couples that are separated and getting divorced. Yes. Never heard this bit before. You're going to like it.
Yeah.
Backwards newlywed game tomorrow.
Always wonderful.
And on Friday, senior bachelorette. Here's your setup. Anna, grandmother, age 62.
62 years young, baby.
Mm-hmm. 10 guys between the age of 21 and 25 will be each going on a five-minute date with her in one of our extra studios. You'll hear the date. You'll hear the conversation.
Cool.
Then Anna will pare it down to three, and the three guys will do something very special, and then she'll go out and have a Valentine's night with the winner, and you'll hear all about it on Tuesday's episode. And the money that we're giving away for the backwards newlywed game, you know, the first place couple tomorrow gets $1,000.
Right.
And for the senior bachelorette, Anna gets $1,000, and the bachelor she selects gets $500, and that's courtesy of Viromax.
All right.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
Thanks, dude. Nice to know their check cleared. That's why you haven't heard that slug for the last couple of days.
Nice to have him back.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, you're the 100th caller, my friend.
All right.
And what'd be thy given name?
I'm Robert.
Hi, Robert. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Seattle.
All right, Robert on KQBZ.
Yes, I know you guys love us.
He just chuckled like that, and when he said that, I thought I'd join him in laughter.
You won the Blockbuster prize pack. Now, that includes... Oh, hold on. I needed that tape. I got a new workhorse tape.
I don't know that one.
From Tom Gavin.
Yeah. Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Charlie, I got that isolated there right before the show today.
I don't know that one.
Right. You won the Blockbuster prize pack, including the DVD of the romantic comedy, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, now available at Blockbuster. My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Do you know that, Tom?
I don't know that one.
Right. You've also won the Burn and Love Teddy Bear from Vermont Teddy Bear Company. To order yours, call 1-800-829-BEAR. Have you heard of Vermont Teddy Bear, Tom?
I don't know that one.
No. And you've also won the Simpsons 300th episode prize pack. Watch the 300th episode of The Simpsons Sunday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on your local Fox affiliate. Tom, know about that one?
I don't know that one.
No, you don't know that one.
Thomas Aloysius.
Want to see something?
Yeah.
Who's Mr. Important?
What do you got?
Who's Mr. Important?
You are.
Right here.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on. I'm just showing off to Mike.
What is that?
See what this is? This is The Simpsons 300th episode.
The 90 minute?
Wow. Got it right here.
You get an advanced copy of the 90 minute?
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
Look at that.
That's like the people at the Academy that you were criticizing yesterday.
That's right. I'm one of them now.
There you are now. You can vote on the Emmys.
I'll let you know if it's good or not.
Sell that on eBay.
You're a big Simpsons fan. They must be aware of that.
Gigantic fan. I love it. Listen, now you can play for $1,000. If you can identify this common everyday sound, we'll play it for you, give you 15 seconds to noodle it through. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
TLC.
I don't know that one.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
I don't know that one.
There is the sound. Well, let me play for you one more time here so you get a good listen. Tom, do you have any idea on that one?
I don't know that one.
No, I'm sorry. Tom is no help.
2 inches or a yard, rock hard. Or if it's sagging, I ain't too proud to beg. No.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For $1,000, what is that sound?
I believe it's dropping a dish into the sink.
Dropping addition to the... No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Thank you. Thanks for listening on KQBZ. And don't forget that every guest is a clue.
Clue for you.
Clue for ye. Now, I just want to take a brief second out of today's show, which is jam-packed, to just give a message to USA Today columnist Craig Wilson.
Okay.
Craig, I want to tell you something. At best, you're a mediocre writer. At best, you're mediocre. You're only good when you write about your boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
your dogs, buttery moccasins.
Going to France with your mother.
Yeah, and your love affair with your mother, and like going to, when you wanted to put on the high school prom, and the, you wanted to be the decorator of the high school prom.
Chairman of the decorating committee, Don.
Once again, for what I believe is the third week in a row, not only does he give us a column in USA Today that has very little gay content, but for the second week in a row, he brings up the shuttle disaster.
Oh, dear.
Which, of course, immediately shuts us out of this great weekly.
Well, maybe he's aware of that, and maybe that's a strategy on his part. And but I wanted to go back to flowers, pressing flowers, decorating prom rooms.
Well, I got news for you. No pun intended here. But if you do it like this, you're going down.
Mm-hmm.
You might like that. I don't know if you like that or not, but you're going down. Because I'm going to tell you something. Even though you're just your bogus column on this crappy paper that only people in airports read,
right?
Still, it's the gay side of you that we like reading about.
Yeah, come on.
I don't want to hear you write about Crayola crayons, Lincoln Logs, ViewMaster, Tonka trucks, Slinky Silly. But we're not.
Well,
not,
you know, he'll never put that in the column.
We're not reading Craig Wilson today. I spit on you.
It's
Craig.
Boycotted.
I spit it. It's boycott. Remember my
boycott.
You can't spell boycott without boy and without cot.
What do you call a boycott? Something you have in the guest room.
So anyway, we got no Craig today. We got no Craig.
That's a shame.
He's only hurting himself.
It's like 3 weeks in a row.
Yep. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Tim in San Francisco.
Howdy.
Hey, okay, say the mustard gas or the sarin gas is on its way. You're going to get that report from, like, the weather people. And what happens if, you know, Mike's in the hallway with his pants around his ankles and you're in the middle of a Miss Bobby and Rob A. sandwich and all of a sudden they say, oops, apparently the wind blew it the other direction and everything's okay.
I will count on the understanding of my coworkers.
Okay.
And I, for one, would not count on the National Weather Service because they can't tell when it's going to rain or snow. I'm going to wait to see it on a news channel. And incidentally, that's what they're giving us now.
Right.
Is the word of it. Now, all up and down the mid-Atlantic coast, and I'm talking now to cities we broadcast to, Richmond, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. We broadcast to all of those cities.
Right. I always think you take a left-hand turn when you mention Pittsburgh in that group, you know?
No, but you're kind of right.
You kind of like take a dash inland there, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I do, but Pittsburgh gets a lot of lake effect snow.
Does Pittsburgh count as the mid-Atlantic?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Technically, no.
Right.
But they're a major city where a lot of times as those storms go up...
They get different weather patterns, though, don't they?
But a lot of times they'll loop around
right,
because of lake effect, and
right.
Pittsburgh and Cleveland will get backlashes of snow.
Loop around!
Come on. Anyway, here's what they're saying.
What?
And I saw the guy today on the national... On the weather channel.
Broker?
So I'm not watching the end of the Today Show or the local channel. I'm on the weather channel. What the guy says... If you live in these metro areas, Washington, Baltimore, New York, Philadelphia, all the way to Boston, it's going to be a storm this weekend because it's the snow, it's the rain that's coming up from California, and this is a monster.
Right.
And this is going to be a storm that starts on Friday and may not end until Sunday.
Oh, boy.
And then he goes on to say, now, for these people in the cities, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, this could be a rain event.
Oh.
This could be an icing event.
Yeah.
This could be a mixed event. Or this could be a giant snow event.
Uh-oh.
And it could last from Friday night all the way through Sunday.
Really?
We'll have more details later.
They don't know.
No, right? They don't have
They don't even know if we're going to get any. It's Wednesday. They don't know.
Right.
What did Doug Hill say to us that one time? Was it Doug Hill that said, really, outside of 48 hours, it's almost impossible? Didn't he say something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
See, the thing is, they're looking at the map, and they're seeing this big splotch of green, a big storm in California, that appear to be moving eastward.
Don, I hunger for spring. I really do.
As do I in your spring fashions, Mike.
I just can't wait to put my sandals back on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
So you talked about having a anti-aircraft gun on your front lawn earlier.
Yes.
Don, all I can picture is Ned Beatty in 1942.
1941.
Or 1941, I'm sorry.
Right. Maybe the worst movie ever made.
Well, that's because they were all so drugged up doing it.
All doing coke.
Yeah.
And then the
show is actually stopped.
Stop. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I work over at the Great Falls area, and if the mustard gas is coming our way, Now, may I have your permission to bang Frieda one last time?
Oh, like you're already banging her.
Well, yeah. That's between she and I.
That's what I like hearing.
Stalker call.
There's a guy who has to drop the name of the suburb that I live in.
Right.
You know, real cool move incidentally.
You've said it before, Don.
Yeah, the real sneaky little weasel. Hey, how about this? How about instead of that, that if the mustard gas is coming this way, you just drop by the station and we give you a VIP tour?
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
One of the real... As a matter of fact, how about a VIP tour before that?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Okay. How about a real exclusive... Kick your ass VIP tour. Come on by.
That sounds wonderful.
Very good. I'm glad we agree.
And I understand that you must be a neighbor of mine since you dropped the suburb that I live in.
Close by.
Close by. Let me guess. Sterling?
No.
Shanty?
Shantae?
Close to Shantae.
Yeah, you got to count on that.
Right, okay. And then, you know, no offense to anybody who lives in Chantilly.
No, not at all.
It's a wonderful...
Okay.
Shantae. It's a wonderful community, but every once in a while you're into a douchebag like this.
Yeah.
A guy like this.
And a man who is just really evil.
What's that?
I said you're really evil!
We value our privacy, and even though occasionally someone will let it slip what community we happen to live in, you know... I get pissed off when you call up and drop the name of the town that I live in and say you'd be glad to go. I mean, the part about Frieda, I know you're trying to be funny,
yeah.
But, you know.
We're not going to do any of that comes with the territory crap for you.
Let's throw down
right now.
That just ain't right, man.
No. Come on.
I apologize. No, too bad.
Too late.
Too bad.
He's already become a...
03.
A suspicious character.
Right. Yes. Write it down, Rob.
Put him in the database, Rob.
Write it down.
It cut off too soon.
No, I didn't cut it off too soon. It's
I got a dial tone right now. Can you tell you the first digit?
7038.
You know what's good is now we can use him as one of our human shields.
Right.
Excellent.
That's what we're going to have, right, like Saddam has.
That's a good idea.
Hey, Joe or Charlie, would you go to anywho.com and just find out what's, and if you could give me that information? Let me know.
That's what we do now. I thought you weren't going to reveal that we do that now.
Well,
we get all their information.
I just want him to know that I know where he lives too. We're all friends and everything.
I liked it when it was a secret. We really could compile our.
And what I would like to do is off the air. I mean, I won't put the person's voice on the air, but I'd like to call and speak to his wife and say, hey, hi. I understand that we're neighbors. And I'm going to be coming over to make love to you when the mustard gas hits.
And enjoy the book club memberships.
Yeah.
Magazine subscription.
Yeah. Hello, telemarketer. You know, here's the thing. If you call this show and you do something like that, I guarantee your next call has to be for that device, that telezapper thing.
Absolutely.
You got to do it. Because we do that. To everybody that calls us and gives us some kind of hard time that we don't think we deserve.
Hello, consenting adults.
It's fun.
Hey, Kill.
We have gone as far as taking out ads in the Blade.
For the real bad guys.
Which is a gay publication.
Right.
They haven't done it for a long time.
Yeah. Male masseuse.
We're not beneath it.
Athletic male masseuse.
One time. I love oral. Call all weekend. And put this guy's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy that was just a total dick on this show.
You need candles and my warm hands.
Just a total dick. All right, while they're working on that anywho thing, I'd like that number back, please.
Yoo-hoo!
So I can call I won't put any other voice on the air except my own.
Thank you.
Who is it that despises us the most?
Oh, man, that's a list.
Well, all right, I'll give you a hint. Let's confine.
Personal relationships or public relationships?
Let's confine. Yeah. No, he doesn't count anymore.
Right.
Let's confine it to show business.
The name Kumia jumps right up into my
head. Mike, that's not show business.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay,
hold on first.
Yes.
We have an update from Chris in Seattle, who is freaking out.
He's Chris. Troubled.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening, Chris?
Dude. I don't know, man. I can't get on nowhere. I quit yesterday because I can't freaking sell meat. And, dude, it's like, dude, I'm mad and I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I just had chicken. What?
Chris, let me ask you a question. When you're on your job interviews, do you use the word dude?
No way.
All right, I'm just curious.
I use
that a lot when you're talking to us. You know, and that's kind of like with the Dell guy getting busted.
I'm flipping out. Man, dude.
Yeah. I'm totally flipping out.
He's just busting out the dude.
Don't flip out.
Why you flipped out, Chris?
Because my rent was due on the 7th.
Why don't you go back to the pool?
Because
you were a lifeguard before you decided to sell meat for a living.
Yeah, I can't go back there.
Why?
Because you probably got somebody else.
God, him as a lifeguard. Can you imagine that? Picture the kid at the bottom of the pool with this guy working.
What?
What's that in the corner, dude?
That's why they give the little kids those floaty things that they put on their arms.
Go to that pool.
Seriously, don't know what do you... I changed my lifelong goal, by the way.
What was your lifelong goal before?
To own a painting company.
And what is it now?
To be in radio.
Oh, no.
Wow. May I...
You guys inspire me.
May I suggest that you go back to the other goal of being involved in the paint industry?
Why?
Fumes.
Yeah, the fumes will help you.
Okay, whatever.
Why'd you give up on the meat thing so quickly?
Yeah.
Because I did it for 3 weeks and I sold like $200 worth.
All right, give me the pitch. Hold on, Robbie, we have the doorbell sound effect anywhere? Yeah.
Have we ever gotten a description of Chris either?
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, Chris?
God, let me look in the mirror.
You can't do it off of memory?
What?
Don't worry about it.
I'll give you a second. Hold on. Let me take another call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hey,
I love your show. I'm a caller from Philly. My name is Sean.
Hi, Sean.
I just want to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
You thinking we maybe ought to put Sean on with Chris?
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, mothers of twin...
You might want to.
Twin brothers of different mothers. Yes. Yes, Sean.
You guys ever get the urge to just... find these people and beat them? Because some of these people are just stupid.
Yes, yes, we do.
Yeah, we actually would like to sometimes reach through the phone and pull the listener out through the other end.
Yeah, that's...
Is it a breathing technique or counting to 10? Because I've been to jail a few times, and you know what? I don't want to beat people up anymore.
How do we maintain our temperament?
I don't know about you, Mike, but I I do it through... Through lots of J-O-ing.
Yeah.
That's what I do. That's my, like, during this next break, you won't see me.
Furiously.
I'll be up in the office furiously jerking on. And then when I complete, I've lost the rage.
And for me, since I've been a small boy, I've always been described as even-tempered.
Goodbye.
That's true.
Hello, Don. My show.
Hey, baby.
Hi there.
I know you guys got off the weather rant, but I don't know if you pay faith in the Farmer's Almanac, but it says for the D.C. area, on Friday, it's supposed to start snowing. We're supposed to get a total of 36 inches by the Farmer's Almanac.
Right. Somebody shoot that farmer. 36
You have always had an H.O. for the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah,
now, is it the Farmer's Almanac or Bob Ryan's Almanac?
No, it's
Almanac?
The Farmer's Almanac, because it's pure B.S. It's, there's no rhyme or reason that goes into the Farmer's Almanac. First off, what does a farmer know about the weather?
Well, they know how to tell the weather without even looking at the, you know, at the TV.
It wasn't from farmers, it was for farmers.
Well, whatever.
It was actually
voodoo.
Who did it? Who invented it?
Ben Franklin, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how did he know?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he knew everything.
What was he good for?
Easy. Ben Franklin was really cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what he's good for, is putting the kite up in the air. But even that was an accident.
You had a problem with him?
even when Ben Franklin put the kite up,
yes,
got hit with electricity,
yes,
it was just like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
He invented bifocals. The Franklin stove to keep houses warm. And
yes,
he did.
Sex.
He
invented
everything.
He
had like 70 kids or something.
Yeah.
That's my Ben Franklin impression.
Well, that's your Howard De Silva impression.
It sounds very much like Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond. Also.
No, of course this is. I'm Ben Franklin.
You sound like Louis B. Mayer.
That's the actor that played him. I'm Ben Franklin. I've discovered electricity, John.
By accident.
Look what I have. I'm flying a kite with a key on it. I've discovered electricity.
I know why you hate the almanac. Because you hate all things that are folksy.
Yeah, that's true.
Name another folksy thing he hates.
He would hate needlework, needlepoint work. Don't you hate that? Folksy.
Do you hate? Would you hate going to a Pennsylvania Dutch farmer's market?
Oh, Jesus Christ, send me to hell first.
Really?
I mean it, and I've been there.
Oh, I love those people.
How about a hayride?
Only if I could set the hay on fire.
Do you know something you might not know about me?
I know there's a lot I don't know about you, Mike.
That's for sure. I actually worked for the Pennsylvania Dutch, for the Amish.
They pay in cash.
I did radio commercials.
They pay in D.
They paid in cash.
They do.
They pay in skin.
No. It was great. I went back into their little kitchen and got to know them really well, and I was doing a, you know, I was pitching them on radio, radio ads down on the Eastern Shore for the Pennsylvania Dutch Farmers
Market. How does one make his voice come from the magic bottle?
I don't understand, Rob.
Doesn't that go against the whole the whole thing, that the Amish, that you know, they really should even be listening to the radio?
They legitimize the fact that it is a money-making enterprise, and that they will utilize technology for the good of the community.
As long as it's not, as long as they're still depriving themselves, they love to make money.
You know, they will go back to their homes where, you know, the telephones are made of wood, and they will, but they will, like, use the, because I was shocked when I went in there to, like, their little deli, and they had one of those ham slicers.
Meat slicer.
And they had all the modern refrigeration, you know. But they were excellent people to work for.
Yeah, they're carnies. That's what they are.
No.
And you hate them because they're folks.
They're salt people. Of the earth. And you know what I
carnival
found?
People.
What was great about the Pennsylvania Dutch people.
What's that?
Is that, that you know, you have, like, one out of, like, 20 of the women. Would be little hotties, even in their little outfits, you know.
Sure.
But there's a little, you know.
Yeah, well, that's right. They got the feminine odor.
Well, it was just an odor in general. I don't know. It was feminine. But it was,
because, again, you can't douche.
Not modernized.
You know, because it's not Amish.
Well, they weren't, but there were some that were really, like, cute. Like, really foxy. And you could tell.
Go anywhere, and out of 20 women, you'd find one that was foxy.
Well, you had a lot of the ones that were, like, long in the tooth, the old ladies. And then you had the little kids, and so you had the... You know, you had to get in that range of, like, 21 to 35, and they were, once they hit the 30, they hit the wall early, I think.
That might be the perfect third Mrs. O'Mara.
And hey, man, I could...
Mennonite.
Because are you telling me, I mean, Jesus, can you imagine what a slave you would have? You might as well send to China for a mail order bride. You get yourself a nice Amish woman. You get her doing all your chores.
I would be willing to pursue a relationship with an individual who was spiritually grounded.
And you could cover up that spot on the back of your Cadillac with one of those orange triangles for her.
That they put on their buggies.
You know, that's an idea, though, as far as you just gave me an idea to maybe just cover it with a few choice bumper stickers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Mike, I happen to know that down in the basement,
We
have about 500 WOW stickers.
Oh, good. I'll do that. I'll put that all over the
black
spot. You know what you can do? You can turn it upside down and put an apostrophe, and it could be for Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, get it. M-O-M.
I'll do it today.
Hello.
Better than a vanity tag.
You're on the air. Hi.
Don, I have the perfect solution for those nasty callers that call and bug you and Mike.
Yes.
But you know when you're checking out of the grocery store?
Right.
You see those little advertisements like living room for sale, and you rip off the number.
Yeah.
And then you call. You put something on like the hottest toy, PlayStation for $20.
Yeah.
Work
that's a good
shift,
one.
This is a smart lady. This is a smart, that is brilliant.
I'm going to give you a prize.
That is a brilliant idea.
You are so smart, you get a prize.
I like
you. Oh, thank you, baby.
You are smart.
How are you, Mike?
I'm wonderful. That is too funny.
You want the Big Fat Greek Wedding DVD?
Yeah.
Okay, that's from Blockbuster.
That'd be great.
2001 Corvette, 55 miles, $300.
you have to make sure you could put unemployed, call all day. No answer machine, so let it ring.
That's great.
Hold on a second.
Brilliant.
I told you one time, this guy, Howard Hoffman, he did the greatest prank ever. To Jonathan Brandmeier.
What did he do?
Okay. We were in, like, this DJ fight with Jonathan Brandmeier. And it was not like fights of today. It was back 20 years ago. When you hated a guy, it's like you would call him on the hotline. You know, we were on competing stations.
Right.
And call him on the hotline and go, like, you know, you're an a-hole. Your show sucks. And there was no such thing as caller ID.
Right.
Nobody knew where the calls were coming from.
Right.
Well, and I cannot take credit for this. This came strictly from the mind of my friend Howard Hoffman, who once on a bet went into Denny's and he ordered just a stick of butter.
And ate the whole thing.
And ate the whole thing just to make us laugh. Says to me, come here, look at this. He put an ad in whatever the newspaper was in the classifieds. Relocating. Must sell immediately. 25-inch color TV, $50. This is like 20 years ago.
Right.
All kinds of workout equipment, $50 or best offer. Dining room set, some famous name, 18 pieces, must go. And then all he did was put his address and said, I work days, only show up after 8 o'clock at night.
He was a morning man, right?
Because he's a morning guy. And he goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
People come and ring his doorbell.
And now, I never heard firsthand.
Right.
But I know that after, like, the second or third person.
Sure.
Knocked on Jonathan Brandmeier's door.
Right.
To want to buy his color TV for $25, that he went out of his mind wondering who possibly could have done that.
Oh, sure. My God.
In fact, it was Howard. It was
Howard Hoffman. Nice Howard man. Hoffman. I met him. Yeah, you introduced me to him once.
Hold on. You know what? We forgot all about Chris. Chris in Seattle.
Oh, poor Chris.
Hold on. Chris. Hey, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry. We took some other calls there. Chris, we gave you time to figure it out. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know. I'm just short and fat.
Short and fat.
Yeah.
Didn't you tell us at one point?
What?
Chris, come on. Come on. Focus.
I know. Chris. I mean, I'm 230 pounds. I'm 5'7". You know?
Short and fat.
Handsome.
Yeah.
Handsome.
What about your hair?
It's short. I buzzed it, remember? The hair is screwed up. So
do you look like Curly?
Yeah.
Curly from the Three Stooges?
Yeah.
All right, so you're a chick magnet. You live by yourself, obviously, because you told us your rent was due on the 7th and you're past due on the rent.
I usually only ask this of women, but what are you wearing right now?
What am I wearing?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Chris, I'm sorry.
I'm going to put you on probation right now. You can't be a regular caller and be a regular, like, semi-goofy guy on the show if you're going to be this spaced out all the time.
I don't know that one.
I'm just really frustrated, that's all.
All right, now, what are you wearing?
Sweatshirt.
More detail.
Oh, gray colored sweatshirt, Champion.
Yes.
Okay. And Champion sweats, they're gray.
Yes.
They're the stretchy kind because I'm fat.
Right.
And Hanes Select underwear.
Thank you. What's the waist size on that?
Pretty big.
Give us a number.
40.
And 40. And shoe size?
10.
And what kind of shoes?
Oh, let me see what kind I wear. They're called Converse.
All right, Chuck Taylor's. Do you have a problem? Let me ask you something. Is your are your underpants skid marked?
Well, let me check because I had a girl over last night.
Things can't be that bad.
No, they're just patchy.
They're patchy.
What do you mean patchy?
Do they have holes in it?
Well, I haven't showered since she was over last night. So.
Did you have sex with her?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you talking about all this doom and gloom? You got laid last night. Did you pay for it?
Do you know how old she is?
How old?
42.
And how old are you, Chris?
24.
Where'd you meet her?
At a bar last year in Buckley.
How'd you pick her up?
I just told her that I wanted to have sex with her.
Is she attractive?
No.
Shocker.
Does she do everything?
Yeah.
All right. Did you do it in the bad place?
Once.
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Come on, Chris.
Okay, imagine a really old Dances with Wolves Indian lady that was...
You mean the white lady in Dances with Wolves that was kidnapped by the Indians?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
You know, that's a great description.
Yes, very good. So, Chris, you had
the name of the actress.
You had sex with her at your place.
Mary something.
Yeah, but I made her leave at like 6 in the morning.
Good for you. That's what a real man does.
How's her... She came over like at 9 o'clock at night when it was dark, and I made her leave when it was dark.
I keep saying that to Frida every day when I wake up. But what are you still doing here? So, Chris, you had sex last night.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I know, but I always do her. And I'm getting tired of her.
Well, hey, how long has the relationship been going on?
Oh, since June.
All right, listen, I'll tell you what, Chris. We are busy today. We're busy tomorrow. We're busy Friday.
I don't know. Probably won't be around anymore because I don't know.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
I'm saying I'm just frustrated.
No, what does that mean? Was that what I thought it meant?
What do you mean?
You probably won't be around anymore. What, are you thinking about checking out?
No, I'm not checking out.
All right, what did you mean by that?
Where are you going, Canada?
I don't know.
Dude, I can't find a job, man. You guys don't know how frustrated
Chris, I'm
I am.
Asking you, Chris, I am asking you a specific question. I want you to focus on it. What did you mean when you said you probably won't be around anymore?
I don't know. I'm going to move or something. Dude, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
I can't get a job
Chris,
anywhere.
Listen, I might be way out of line on this, and I know Mike's going to be upset. Don't be upset with me.
Why?
What I'm going to suggest here. Have you thought about suicide?
Lately?
Today.
Yeah? Why?
I'd go with that.
Don, you know I have a real big problem when you tell listeners to commit suicide.
I haven't thought of it. Dude, I was thinking about that last week, man. I mean,
when Don goes down the TTH highway, it always gets me upset.
TTH?
You guys
in the herd.
Joking about suicide, dude. I've tried it 2 or 3 times, and I was really close, man. I mean,
I remember.
Dude, I can't make ends meet.
Wow, you know, that's a real sign of a loser. You try to kill yourself twice, and you still can't do it.
Now, you're egging him on is what you're doing there. I know what you're doing, too. You tried it twice. What were your methods?
What?
What did you try? Just holding your breath or something?
No, I'm not that dumb.
What did you do to...
Remember the cops took the .22 away?
Oh, the gun,
that's
yeah.
Right, yeah, and then...
Twice.
Well, besides that...
22 guns.
Both times. Chris, yeah. Life is worth living, Chris. Don't listen to my partner, please.
Well, I don't have anything to spend to make it worth.
Do you have a family?
No. Well, yeah, but I don't have any kids.
No, I mean, do you have, like, a mother or a father?
Yeah.
Chris, listen, you're going to hear this from a lot of people, that money doesn't matter and that you have your health. I want to tell you right now.
Here we go.
Money really matters.
I know.
You can have an awful life, man, but if you got a lot of money, you're on top of the world.
I know, but it's hard to find a job right now.
I hear that. Oops.
And I don't go to school until September.
So, Chris, I'm looking at it like this. I'm counting up pros and cons. Right now.
Don't listen to him, Chris.
Sounds like, hello, Pearly Gates.
Don't listen to him, Chris.
Why?
Chris, you're a very engaging and a very, very funny young man.
I only ask...
You just don't want me to be around anymore, and I won't.
We never said that.
Chris, we want you to be around, you know, for a long time. We like talking to you. You're on the air more than many people that call
you. Listen, here's the deal, Chris. I only suggest that because I don't think you're serious. I don't think you're... I'm not saying that now.
And Chris, there's
like
a woman...
To rile you up.
There's a woman that wants to have sex with you.
Some old Indian broad. So you got something going for you. You can tap that thing all night long.
Better than nothing.
Anybody could tap that thing all night long.
Oh, you don't know that?
Would you rather do without?
What?
Would you rather do without?
Sometimes.
No. Have some of that nice Indian poontang?
It's not nice. Her vagina is kind of recessed.
What?
They're supposed to be.
Yeah, that would be the normal state of things, wouldn't it? What do you want her to have, an Audi?
No, but listen, Kay.
Okay.
What did you mean by that, Chris?
If you guys please let me explain.
About the recessed vagina? Yes.
Go ahead, Chris.
Will you guys please? I'm so frustrated.
All right, go ahead. Tell us about...
I don't know that one.
I don't even...
Whoever the other guy is who hasn't heard anything, please be quiet.
All right.
That guy keeps saying it.
Who's the guy that hasn't heard it? What?
I haven't heard that one.
I don't know that one.
Rob.
No, that's not Rob.
Hi, Tom.
What?
That's Tom Gavin.
Hey, Tom.
I don't know that one.
What?
That was Tom Gavin saying, I don't know that one.
Oh, well, Tom, you can shoe fly and get out of my soup.
I don't know that one.
Okay, her vagina. You know how a regular vagina looks? It's like...
Thank you.
You're welcome. It looks like a pie. Right? Well, hers is like, she's got like a big half inch of fat before you get down to her vagina.
I don't know that one.
You mean like the lower part of her stomach?
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of hanging over where that is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like she, I don't know, is too much meat in the seat. You know what I mean?
Chris, I want to tell you something. You got too much going. You got too much going to check out.
Yeah, you
got to
hang in there, Chris.
You just told me I'm a loser, like everybody.
Well, you are a loser, but I'm also telling you, you got too much going to check out.
Lovable loser.
Well, like what?
You're an entertaining guy on the show.
We enjoy your phone calls. I'm sorry that it was not a success selling meat out of the trunk of your car. I'm sorry you.
Trunk.
You were not a success. You, it, or out of whatever it was, the freezer part of the truck.
You got to keep trying, Chris.
Chris, have you thought? Have you thought about being a daycare counselor?
No.
No.
Can't imagine why you wouldn't fit in with that job.
Being around.
Because I don't like kids.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
What do you mean, why not? No, because my girlfriend almost, when I was going out with her 3 years ago, got her pregnant, knocked her up like that.
Of course.
Oh.
I don't know that one.
But you want to listen to this? She had an abortion. So, I mean, it scared me.
Then you have pissed off God.
What do you mean I was pissed off? I talked her into it. Because I didn't want a kid. I was all high on drugs.
Well, now he really can't off himself.
Chris, do you have your plastic and your duct tape in case we get mustard gassed or some other kind of biological weapon?
No, if we ever have that kind of world, I'll just kill myself. Bye.
Okay. Listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to recommend... Robbie, where's the book?
Had a tough time arguing with him on that one.
Hard to argue with that.
I'm going to recommend you for an internship at radio station KQBZ.
That's excellent.
And I want you to go tomorrow, or this afternoon. I keep forgetting it's earlier out there.
Yeah.
And I want you to go to Seattle.
I've been there before.
Okay, well, when you go...
That does not surprise me.
They're not going to let me in.
Well, now, listen. I want you to ask for a man by the name of Clark Ryan.
I know, and Steve Ocean and Clark Ryan.
No, I don't know. All I know is this guy, Clark Ryan, is our contact at the station.
Oh. Bring him some meat.
And I want you to go tell Clark Ryan, and he'll know this because he's hearing it, that both Don and Mike, that's both of us, we are giving you our highest recommendation
right.
to get an internship at KQBZ.
That's what I was going to do in September. But, I mean, well, do you really think this guy, he probably would just laugh at me when he saw me at the door.
Not when he's got the two of us.
Do you think an introductory phone call might be in order?
I think we got a break first.
Okay.
Hold on, Chris, will you please?
Dude, I am so... All right.
Okay. Things are looking up. Don is talking about calling a guy in Seattle and recommending you for a job.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm totally willing to do that.
Very good.
All right, then I'm totally willing to put you on hold.
I will totally wait on hold.
Okay, then we'll totally be right back after this, okay?
All right. Okay. Barry, Barney, so is that how we say bye on
hold? Right. Remember Andy and Barney, the fag guys?
There you go.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
But ours are pretend fags. We're not like real fags.
Don't worry about it, Chris.
Hold on, Chris.
Okay.
All right, dude?
All right, dude.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building. Great.
I don't know that one.
Life, light, love, and luck. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow, the day before Valentine's Day, the Backwoods Newlywed Game. Friday, you'll hear senior bachelorette, 62-year-old Anna, and 10 guys between 21 and 25. You'll hear it all right here on the show live. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
And still to come today, whenever we get done with Chris, I got a great Patty Heaton article.
All right.
Remember I was asking who hates us most more than anybody?
Yes, it's Patty Heaton, yeah.
And also Satan today.
Yes.
Oh. Calling phone sex girls.
Very good.
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, you got a suggestion for your boy Chris there.
Yes.
Hey, at 22 is not big enough. Why don't you get him a bigger gun there, guys?
All right, thank you, as always, the Don and Mike listeners, showing the compassionate side.
I would tell you that it depends on where you aim it, sir.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Hey, dude.
Go for the soft tissue.
We're going to make the call for you here.
Okay.
I have to put you on hold for a moment.
Sure.
While I dial the radio station.
Chris, I want you no more, don't say dude.
Hold on a second.
I'll make sure that he presents himself the right way.
206-72...
Okay. And who are we calling here? What's his name?
I have no idea. Clark Ryan.
Clark? Hi, Clark.
Kind of a freaking name is that?
Wally World.
I got to take this off the air.
Yeah. Yoo-hoo. Clark.
Just wait till they...
Hello, Clark.
Hold on.
You
Yes, hello, this is Don and Mike. We're on one of your stations right now. Is Clark Ryan there? Thank you.
Very good.
I'm on hold now, and I'm hearing nothing down. They don't pipe any radio station down the telephone line.
Perhaps they don't want to hurt feelings.
Maybe not. I know for a while, when there was another show on this station, that they would put clients on hold when that other show was on.
Mm-hmm.
And more than one client was on the telephone and actually canceled the order.
Wow.
So what they ended up doing was, well, now I am hearing something.
All right.
See, I'm going to give you a taste of this now. I'm getting some kind of...
7
one of the radio stations. Here we go.
Seattle's outrageous talk radio.
How about a traditional inmate greeting?
That's us.
Brought and done in the morning.
They're improved. There's one seagull looking through like he's Social Security.
Yeah.
She's Botoxing in halftime.
Here's us. Where's us?
BJ Shea.
You mean to tell me that you've never, ever had sex in a public place?
Tom Likas.
We are going to talk to people who are trapped in marriages. They are stuck.
Hey.
It is pathetic. Outrageous talk radio.
I think it's a sad statement of our society.
100.7.
Hey. Did we just get dissed?
Ouch.
Did I just hear a promo with, like, everybody except us on it?
Uh-huh. No, it's a good thing we're on hold with this guy.
Very good.
Good to know.
But we'll ask him about that.
He'll have an answer. They always do.
Well, that's the promo that we run once every four times.
And, of course, we take somebody out of the promo each and every time.
That's not how you do it. That's lying. This guy's not picking up the phone anymore. Are you hearing this? Yeah.
What the hell is going on here?
Some other station.
Jesus.
Some other.
God, I love these well-oiled machines. They were saying, put you on hold for an hour.
Yeah. 5-7. I'm hearing them say 5-7. Transfer to 5-7.
So we're still waiting on this guy, Clark Griswold.
Yes. Clark Kent. Clark Barr.
Damn it. Lewis and Clark.
No fair. First name Clark.
Clark Clifford.
Don't know who he is.
Big wig in government.
Hello?
Right?
Yeah. Hello there, Clark.
Clark! Yoo-hoo!
Hello, Clark.
Clark!
Clark! Jesus Christ. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Can you pick this up and tell me this dummy gets on the phone? Jesus Christ. So we call the radio station, you know, to see if we can hook this guy up and get him an internship.
We hear a promo on our station that we're on where they mention three shows.
But not ours.
But not ours.
Right. It was Ron and Don in the morning.
That might mean something.
BJ Shea and the guy who calls the company whenever we mention his name.
Yeah.
The guy who calls the president of the company.
Oh, yeah.
And cried the fat Elton John.
Right.
Disconnected.
Like there is such a thing as a fat.
Jesus Christ.
The fatter Elton John.
Wow. Again, I'll call back.
Never mind.
Oh, hey, let's try. Come on, I'm
all
in
right.
the mood.
Give it a, here, right there. Take you busy. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you on this. I got bigger fish to fry. Mm-hmm. I've just realized they're not putting our names in the promotional stuff.
I'm probably asking the wrong guy, but Chris.
Yeah.
That radio station out there, do they run promos where we're selectively taken out of them?
No, they run promos with you guys in there.
Oh.
There's promos that leave out BJ Shea, that leave out Likas, and leave out Ron and Don. I mean, they just run 20 different commercials with...
Okay, all right.
You guys are in there.
I think what we were hearing on hold were promos from the various radio stations that
Hello?
They have, because I heard more than one.
Yeah. All right, I got you. Okay, hold on.
And they're old.
Hold on a second. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. We're just ready to do always ready to think the worst of these programs.
Of course. That's the right way to do it.
Yeah. And as long as we're calling radio stations, let me call the station in Reno. KBZZ.
Reno.
Another buzz.
Yeah, that's right.
Seven.
Reno, Nevada. All right, hold on, let's say three.
Let's find out what's happening in Reno.
Well, I know we got some good ratings.
Good.
Is it
still K-Play out there?
No, it's The Buzz.
The Buzz out there. Mm-hmm.
The Buzz, that's our radio.
Many years ago was it K-Play?
Now it's, it's KBZZ. Yes, hi, Pat Clark, please.
Another Clark.
Pat Clark.
Petula Clark.
Jack Clark. Here you go now.
Bobby Clark.
I can't play the game, Mike. I'm too busy listening to the stuff on my headphones.
Roy Clark. Excellent.
It's another one of these deals where they run ads for all the radio stations that the company owns. Northern Nevada's finest radio stations. Please stay on the line.
I love that town. I love Reno.
Carson City.
I love the people out in Reno.
Well, Mike, I couldn't hear you.
I love the people out in Reno. I love Reno. Reno's a great place. Dig those folks out there. It's a happy town.
You know who really likes Reno is Petula Clark. And so does Dick Clark.
I already said Petula Clark, but...
I didn't hear you say Petula.
Or you said, I said Roy Clark,
yeah.
Bobby Clark.
And I said Jack Clark.
Jack Clark.
I didn't have...
But you had Dick Clark.
I just came up with Dick Clark.
And we might be tied.
And how about Dave Clark?
Dave Clark 5. Now you're ahead of me.
Technically, I'm 6 ahead.
No, you weren't listening.
No, you have Dave Clark and the Dave Clark 5.
But they're not all Clarks.
But they're the Dave Clark 5.
So you're taking 6 slots? Well, you're king of the Clarks, then.
He's not answering his phone?
No.
You're on the radio with us. Is that okay? Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how about the general manager?
Okay. Who is this?
Okay, this is Don and Mike.
Okay.
And we're on, do you know the station that we're on that you own, you're answering the telephone for?
Wow, this is a trick question, isn't it? I don't know, this is the buzz?
Yeah, okay, good guess.
Have you listened to the Don and Mike show?
I have not.
No, okay, right. That's great. Now, listen, whore, we...
Oh, God.
We, hello?
Hello.
No, she's not listening.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, I thought that, you know, it's legal in that state. I thought that perhaps...
Yeah. It was a term of endearment.
Perhaps
possible.
She had, you know, gone from one business to the other business.
Yeah, we might have trouble getting through now.
Well, all I know is that... Rob, forget about the guy.
No, they're going to get him in a second.
What is wrong with that operation?
I know Charles Broyhill told me just the other day, I mean, like, maybe yesterday, that the station in Reno called and that 2554, our money demo, were number one. We beat every station in Reno.
Well, we're obviously not listened to by the lady at the front desk.
I guess not. I guess not.
I mean, but, you know, getting through the... There are all these operations that have 15 radio stations.
Hold on. Here's Joel in Seattle. Hello, Joel.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, buddy.
Listen, I love your show, by the way.
Thanks.
They do play several promos that mention the shows in order, and you're there in order, and they play a drop from the show.
Oh,
I've never heard that promotion that they played earlier.
All right, well, then we don't have a bitch. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. We just need to get Chris a job.
I don't want to kick off any nasty debates or anything by saying that, you know, your show is the only thing worth listening to on KQBZ or...
Well, you know, you can start a debate on this show with that line any day of the week.
Yeah.
Who would you debate, though?
And I would never say that, you know,
don't, because I'm going to get a call from Joel at Westwood One.
Did you get disconnected again, Rob?
What happened, Robbie? What happened that time?
They put me through to his voicemail.
Ah.
Oh.
Dickhead.
God almighty.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, listen.
I don't think Chris wants to work there.
Here's what I want you to do, Chris.
Okay.
I want you to get in your car and drive to Sacramento.
When?
Now. Because
okay.
We got a radio station. We got a radio station there with killer ratings.
You okay?
What?
I heard that.
You guys.
I mean, really, even with all the compression.
All the compression. That one came through. That was an Elton.
You guys are.
That was an Elton.
I'm not going to be able to get there.
Was that audible?
I don't
radio?
Know how audible, but I know.
I heard it.
It was really in the background.
I had a gigantic fart.
I looked at Rob, and there was just enough of a pause. I don't know if it would even come through on the tape.
I don't think so. Did you hear me fart, Buzz?
I didn't hear it, no. Couldn't hear it.
Man, I didn't have headphones on. It was loud.
Big, gigantic, slim, fast fart. And that's another thing. I don't want to
represent.
Thank you, Rob. Slim Fast.
No.
I have Slim Fast once a day.
Yes.
And I have it like when I'm traveling, when I can't have anything else.
Have you had the banana cream?
What I really like though is EAS. These are the protein shakes that I make at home myself.
Well, you've lost a lot of weight.
So yeah, 39 pounds of this morning. So if anybody wants to send me free stuff. EAS should send me the free stuff. Slim Fast sent me like a crate of the stuff, and I only drink one can of it a day.
I drink a couple.
When I'm at work.
And look at me.
Hello.
Chris.
I use it as a beverage.
Chris.
Yeah,
I do.
How did you lose so much weight? Because I really need to lose weight.
Chris, really, I don't. Losing weight is it's the least of your problems, Chris.
Yeah.
You're thinking about suicide.
First thing, we want to send you to Sacramento.
You know, I can't afford that.
You can't afford the gas?
I just filled up today.
All right, Chris, here's the deal. We'll put a call into our station in Sacramento off the air and see if they can have some type of internship for you. We're friends. We have a good relationship with the morning guys here, the Rise guys.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he's going to go to Sacramento and that doesn't work out, he can always go over the mountain, go to Reno.
Go to Reno. All right. We got a bunch of stations just to the south of you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So hold on. We'll do our best to try to find something for you, an internship at one of these stations.
Hope. And drive along the coast. It'll be pretty.
Well, is it? Are you guys sending me there because you guys don't like Sacramento?
You know what, Chris? If you throw one more boomerang my way, seriously, you can off yourself, and I will not lose a moment's sleep tonight.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it in your hands.
Are we gonna be allies, Chris, or are we gonna be enemies?
You guys have always been my friends.
There you go.
Okay. Well, then
ever since when I started on the house out on Lake Taps, I started painting there. And the first day I was painting, I listened to you guys, and then I went to jail a couple months later.
Can I ask you a question, Chris?
I remember.
Yeah?
And I'm not trying to disrespect you.
Everybody does.
No. I am trying to get a better understanding of you.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of brain damage?
Well, when I was 4, I fell out of a window. My brother pushed me out of it, and I fell 20 feet and hit my head.
So you are maybe... So you had a traumatic brain injury?
No, he's not retarded.
Want to hear a really strange story about my head?
Yeah.
Listen to this, guys.
Okay.
In seventh grade, the last day of school, right?
Yeah.
Here's Chris sitting in the bleachers with his friends, and last day of school, and what happens?
What?
2 minutes to go at 2:58 in the afternoon, Chris has a grand mal seizure.
Hey, Chris.
In front of 600 kids.
Chris?
Yeah.
Don and Mike don't like people who speak of themselves in third person.
Yeah, just say I had a grand mal seizure.
Even though I just spoke in third person when I said Don and Mike don't like that. I was kidding.
Well, though. I had a grand mal seizure, and I had to be on Dilantin for a while because they thought I was epilemic.
You know who he talks like? Epileptic. I mean, you got to take away the fact that he sounds quite youthful. He talks like Rudy.
Rudy Martsky?
He has the same cadence to his voice that Rudy Martsky has.
Rudy also has had a traumatic brain injury, only over a very long period of time.
Chris, here's the deal.
Caused by Red Dog.
Call us back on Tuesday.
What's today?
Today is...
Good question.
Today is Wednesday. Call us next Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll check in then.
Okay, Barney.
Be safe, dude. All right, Andy.
All right, dude. And I'm going to... try to find something this weekend.
That's a great idea. I mean, you do it on your own, and then you report back to us on Tuesday.
Okay, we'll talk to you then.
Good luck.
Okay.
Bye, dude.
Bye, Barney.
Bye, Andy.
Okay, dude.
Bye, fag.
What?
Remember that it was the whole Barney and Andy thing.
It's
a joke.
All pretend.
That's right.
Okay, you're not a fag. I know that. You had sex with a 42-year-old Indian just last night. All right, thanks. Chris, we got to go. I got a break.
We'll see you later.
Barney.
See you later.
Okay, Barney.
Hey, tonight for dinner, have a nice Caesar salad.
What?
You know what I say salad? All the time when I'm talking about Rome?
Mm-hmm.
Hail Caesar.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you. What time on Tuesday?
Oh, about this time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye, Chris.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Grandma having you on the show.
Bye-bye. Hi, Dr. Mike's show. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that the Buzz out of Seattle does not run promos with you guys. And, in fact, they don't even finish your show. They cut it off an hour early for Tom Likas.
We know that.
Mm. Okay.
We know.
I don't know that one.
No, Tom, we know all about that. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Got a break.
I don't think she's had a traumatic brain injury.
Got a break. Uber bitch in the news.
Ooh, really?
Oh, listen, there is an article in, what is this, Ladies Home Journal.
Tricia.
Patty Heaton.
P-A-T-T.
Yeah, Patty C. Heaton. And a great article about her. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So love Bear, draw your own conclusion. Valentine's Day delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-829-BEAR. Shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Tell them Don and Mike sent you, huh? Yeah.
is the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, and the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
I don't know that one.
Conjoined.
And that's okay.
Hold on. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hold on. We just heard that.
Good song.
I know, yeah. But boy, that's like a Tim Sabian rotation. Playing twice in an hour. Hold on. Let me start this one over. Hold on.
I don't know that one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I'm a good Charlotte.
Yes. The queer duality of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. Hotline is ringing. Someone's answering it. Thank you for that. Let me mention, tomorrow on the show, backwards newlywed game.
Oh, I can't wait for that. We're going to have couples that are separated in here telling us what they hate about each other.
Yes, four separated couples near divorce playing for $1,000 in cash. Friday, senior bachelorette, you've heard her, Anna. You can go to 1067wjfk.com and see her pictures. There will be 10 guys between the ages of 21 and 25. Mm-hmm. Anna's 62. And they'll be spending, she'll pick one of them to spend Valentine's night with. Incidentally, Anna gets $1,000.
Right.
The bachelor that she chooses gets $500. They get $500 for dinner. They have to tape the whole thing on Friday night and then come back and give us the recap next Tuesday.
Excellent.
And all this money for tomorrow and Friday brought to you by Viromax.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you.
Right.
That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, dude.
I don't know that one.
Hi, Tom. What's wrong?
You know, people are constantly, Don, asking me about my marital situation. What with the recent events, and I have a following statement to issue that reconciliation is not imminent. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's just an update.
For those of us that have been holding out hope.
And, you know, just not imminent. You know, I'm not, you know, you don't say, you know, you never say never. That is my statement so far, based on I had a lovely conversation with my ex today, and reconciliation is not imminent. That is where I believe I'm at right now. It's nothing is definite.
All right.
Will you entertain a question?
Yes. Yeah, Rob, for the man in the back, Rob Spiewak.
Her words or yours?
I believe it was a mutual situation.
I have a question,
yes,
sir.
Yes, Amanda Don over in the upper left there.
If you were putting your marital status in winter storm terms, would this be a winter weather advisory? Would this be a winter storm warning? Or would this be a blizzard warning?
This would be a winter storm warning.
Ah, a winter storm warning.
It's not an advisory. It's not a blizzard. It is a winter storm warning.
Can we get one more shot, please? Smiling to the camera, Mike.
Hi, thank you.
There you go.
Reconciliation not imminent. I know that there are hopeful people out there, and you know, I just want to keep everybody advised as to where I am. Very much separated still. That is my current situation. So that is the update. That is where I stand right now. However, lovely conversation today.
Upgraded to orange.
It's upgraded to orange. You know, we may be moving into that friendship phase, which most Rob is going no.
Rob advises against that.
But you know what it is really is
that never works.
It's a well, yeah, it does. Actually.
I mean, it does when you do it around the
you
kids.
Got, it's, right. I think it's
but in real life.
Yeah,
I mean, if it was just you two. You know, you'd be like the first. You don't know where the first is, right?
No, I have no idea.
And she, you.
You know, and
unless she's narrow radio in North America.
Well, you know, I would tell you that I thought, you know, if it was, but because of that, and anybody that has kids that you've gone through this, you have to do that. So best to do it that way, if at all possible.
Of course.
And so that, but that is the update. You know, a very friendly conversation, you know, today, and discussing that and kind of going back and forth. And I would say, you know, that's my statement. I stand by that statement right now, incidentally, as well.
I have a statement.
Yes, Don.
I would love for my wife to give me some oral this weekend.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's no need to take my picture for that. I was just making a statement. Robbie, you
I have a statement.
Oh, here now with a statement is Rob Spiewak.
Healing is imminent.
Rob.
And right now it's out of my hands.
Simply read into that what you may, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, here is Michael in Philadelphia, right?
Absolutely.
You got that. Hi, Michael.
I was curious. Did you ask Chris to call us next Tuesday?
You got that. You got that. Get it? Call us next Tuesday.
Very good.
Right. Yes, hold on a second. You win something.
You figured it out.
Clever lads.
First guy that figured it out. Ah, Pajamagram. Send PJs for Valentine's Day.
I'm very excited.
Get yourself some sexy PJs.
I don't think I get it.
Go to www.callusnexttuesday.com.
And you did that, and that was...
Uh-huh.
Hey,
code.
That's clever as hell.
I like that.
Thanks.
That's better than see you in Toledo.
Call us next Tuesday.
Very good.
And it was something I was hoping we would call.
You did?
www.pajamagram.com, or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs, as opposed to when we give BJs.
It's fantastic.
There you go. Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, I'd just like to talk about the lady that just called about you guys not getting promos in Seattle.
Yes.
Totally BS. You guys get tons of coverage on the Buzz in Seattle.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I think the overwhelming majority are saying that. So.
Yeah. One more thing, guys.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Mr. Perfect, the wrestler.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Perfect has left us.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
And that means that the title now goes to...
Rob Spiewak!
Hey, let's see your new Mr. Perfect. All right, so, here, let me get this Patty Heaton thing from Ladies Home Journal. Now, this is a broad we had on our radio show about 5 years ago when Everybody Loves Raymond was out. It wasn't a hit yet. We had her on. We told her she was the hottest TV mom, and really at that time, she could not have been more engaging.
We had a lovely interview. We had a fun time with her. We complimented her. We kind of gushed over her and had a lot of laughs, and she was very, very cool, and, she stayed in California, and we came home.
And then I think we had a phone call with her, like, the next year, and again, she was bright and bubbly, and we were ourselves, we were goofing around, and, I think it was about 2 summers ago, after Everybody Loves Raymond became a hit, she was on the show, and I guess she had heard part of the show on hold, so she came on with an attitude. She didn't like what we were doing. And then we asked her if she'd like to take the sex quiz.
Yeah.
And she said, there is no... Hey, here's what's funny. She's like against profanity and everything, but we had to delete out what she said.
She said the S word.
I don't talk S like that.
Wow.
And then she said that her sister was a nun and that she was going to go to Les Moonves, who's the president of CBS Television, to get us fired. Well, as it turns out, we found out that in real life, her sister's not a nun.
Right.
Her character's sister on the TV show is a nun. But she really did call Les Moonves.
Yeah, I mean, she went up to the highest... This got up to the highest levels of the company. Amazing.
And Mike and I, for a while, really had our balls in a noose.
We've never had somebody do that where she had enough clout.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily how big a star she is. It's the fact that she knows how to get where she's going. She's obviously pulled crap like this before.
So all we know is that we're thinking Les Moonves. Who gives a F what that guy thinks?
Right.
But then we figured out that she knew how to get to Mel.
Yep.
Who's our radio boss. And that's when we were told knock it off.
Yeah. Yeah, we were blown away by it because, I mean, it was just, the rule on the sex quiz is don't answer the questions you don't want to.
And we told her she didn't even have to take the sex quiz if she didn't want to, and then she had been fired, and she had, quote, she said, I'm going to get you fired.
Yeah, it was very, very unpleasant.
So now we've looked for stories about Patty Heaton that show the real side of Patricia Heaton, and I think I found some here in the Ladies Home Journal March issue.
Very good.
Headline, Everybody loves Patricia. Patricia Heaton says, settling into a booth, polo lounge in the Beverly Hills Hotel, I'm sick of talking about myself. Her collection of essays based on her own life experience, motherhood in Hollywood, how to get a job like mine, was published last fall. And Heaton has been talking about it, her show, and herself ever since. She came to lunch during a hiatus from shooting Everybody Loves Raymond, for which she has twice won the Emmy Award for Best Actress in a Comedy Series, and took full advantage of her freedom, drinking a Campari and soda. As she talked, a waiter stood tableside, engaged in what was perhaps the longest steak tartare preparation on record, hanging on every word Heaton said. Maybe he was waiting to see if she would blow up when asked about her famous contrempts about plastic surgery. C-O-N-T-R-E-T-E-M-P-S.
What is that?
I ain't a college guy.
I'm a college guy. I went to American University.
Anyway,
I'm
familiar. Something you got bad that one? Means something bad.
God, yeah, I hate it when those writers write those big words.
In her book, she scoffs at Hollywood women for having plastic surgery and lying about it.
Could it be contempt that's with a typo?
No, I've seen the word before.
C-O-N-T-E-M-P-S.
R-E-T-E-M.
Anything from Virginia Commonwealth University.
Contretemps.
I think it's French. I think it's contretemps.
Contretemps?
And it means an inopportune or embarrassing occurrence.
Did you say
contretemps?
Contretemps.
Well, then use the sentence again, because I always like to understand a word.
Maybe she was waiting to see if she would blow up when asked about her famous contretemps about plastic surgery.
So it doesn't sound like the sentence is proper.
Anyway. Apparently she had some embarrassing occurrence.
Anyway, yeah, that's the way the sentence is structured.
Right.
Wrong.
In her book, she scoffs at Hollywood women for having plastic surgery and lying about it. As a guest on The Late Show with David Letterman last fall, she alluded to an unnamed star who was on the cover of a famous magazine and denied having plastic surgery. It just so happened that Michelle Pfeiffer was on the cover of Harper's Bazaar that month, and within hours, it seemed, Patricia Heaton was on record as having apologized to the stunning movie star. When asked about the incident at lunch, Heaton gives a cold, short stare and says, "We are not discussing any of that."
Wow.
In the same tone she might use to discipline an unruly child.
Yep.
Oh, this is one of those pieces. Is this going to be good?
It's got some good parts. Then we go past plastic surgery, her thoughts about plastic surgery. She's had a tummy tuck. She talks about it. Then it says, what's not normal in this company town, Hollywood, obsessed as it is with showbiz, is that Heaton and her husband, actor and producer David Hunt, it's funny, her last real name is Hunt.
Pretty interesting.
Now, Patricia Heaton does not let her boys, Sam, age 9, John, age 7, Joe, age 5, and Danny, age 4. So you've got 4 kids, 9, 7, 5, and 4. They cannot watch television after 4 p.m. They cannot even watch Everybody Loves Raymond. It's not appropriate for their age anyway, she says. People will come up and tell me the show is not for kids. And I say, no kidding. That's why it's on at night, when your children should be in bed.
Yeah, but 4 o'clock?
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, I understand the whole thing about Everybody Loves Raymond, but 4 o'clock?
Between scheduling their schedules and shooting her show, it doesn't sound like she gets much private time with her husband. She holds up her hand, forming a big 0. That's his major complaint, she says. Of course, if he could cook, he'd get sex a lot more often. She smiles wryly. We're supposed to go out once a week, but it doesn't happen. We do go to therapy, though. God. If we stopped going and used that hour to have coffee together, that might help more.
Yeah, she sounds like, reading between the lines, sounds like she's dissing her husband a little bit.
She's talking about her marriage. Everybody Loves Raymond will end in 2 years, and we don't know what will happen then. You see people all the time who are on hit shows. You can never hear from them again. I never hold that over my husband's head. Also, there's something in actors that looks for change and is comfortable with instability. I know for sure that all things come to an end. Although marriage, for now, is not among them. The first year of marriage was horrible, and a couple of years ago we were having doozies of fights, she says. My first brief wedding was also to an actor, which is why at my second wedding, when I was going down the aisle weeping, and my friend said, oh, how beautiful, I knew I was just making the same friggin' mistake over again and couldn't stop it.
Wow.
But my husband and I have gotten into a groove, and I hope this is really who we are. He's been going out of his way lately, taking more responsibility with the kids.
Oh, I bet he has.
He used to go straight to the computer in the morning when I was trying to find the shoes, and his pitching in has made a huge difference. Again, I find it difficult to be taken care of and rarely acknowledge it. And every act he does registers. But I also just need him to verbally acknowledge him. But I also need to verbally acknowledge him and hug him. She laughs. It would be helpful if we touched once in a while.
Wow. Boy, she's all over the road. I mean, she who knows what she's talking about?
Of course, she could have just been easily been referring to her TV husband. Keaton claims great affection for Ray Romano. At the Emmys, when he won, I was sobbing. I ruffled his hair before he went up there, and some people said I was trying to make him look bad. But no, it was like he was my dog. Good boy! And anyway, it was just one piece of hair sticking up. It made him look adorable, actually.
You know what? And anybody that's had that done, that's an aggressive gesture right there.
That dynamic, for better or worse, resonates with millions of viewers. People say you must have a tape recorder in my bedroom. And we just had that conversation. And I find it easy to memorize the scripts, which are close to conversations my husband and I having. Now that she is finding harmony in her own marriage, however, it might not be long until it spills over to the Romanos. Of course, everything is heightened for comedy, but I'd like to do one episode where Deborah and Raymond might really get along. Anyway, so that's the article from Ladies Home Journal.
She's not a nice person.
You gotta get the highlighted parts that I read.
You gotta read between the lines too with her a little bit.
You know that she doesn't like talking about herself, but she spends the whole article talking about herself.
Right.
She did the thing about Michelle Pfeiffer. She won't let her kids watch TV after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
She just busts her husband balls miserably.
Right.
About what a bad marriage they had until it sounds like he got so pussy whipped that he has to do everything. He has to take care of the kids.
Exactly.
And that if he doesn't do the jobs that she wants,
right,
she won't give him sex. Like he'd really want to tap that thing anyway. how they're going to counseling.
Yeah, therapy. And she sounded like she was dissing that, too.
And then the best was, Keaton claims great affection for Ray Romano.
Right.
His claims. And then, when he wins the Emmy, I ruffled his hair before he went up there. And some people said I was trying to make him look bad. But no, it was like he was my dog.
Can you imagine, really, you're at an awards show. You're out there. You're getting ready. You want to look your best because the spotlight is on you. Then you win your award. You want to look like that, and somebody F's your hair up before you're going to go up there.
Good boy.
Yeah.
Don't we hate that even if we're not at an award show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good boy. Yeah. How do you like that, Ray Romano? You're Patty Heaton's dog.
How about a hug and a kiss? You know, no, I guess not. Ruffle the hair.
Anyway,
more motherly.
That's from the Ladies Home Journal. Oh, and below it, it says, everybody loves Raymond's. Patricia Heaton is proud of her breasts. Happy to joke about her marriage and talk about how one day leaving the show that made her a star. Honey, you can leave tomorrow, and that show would stay on the air just fine.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That show ain't everybody loves Patty. Dumb bitch. Those poor kids. Yeah. And even worse, that poor husband.
Yeah, it sounds like he's put upon.
Can you imagine that guy? Jesus Christ. He makes me look like I'm not pussy whipped.
The reason they spend no time together.
Really. Right.
Probably what keeps it alive.
Yeah. So she holds up a big zero about their sex life. But if he does his chores, he'll get some.
He pitches in.
If he does his chores.
And anybody that knows the work schedule for a TV show, you know, I mean, come on.
Patty Heaton. Patty is the bitch!
Trying to get him fired.
Yep. Patty is bad! Yeah. Patty! The bitch is bad! Patty, two-faced Patty! The bitch is bad!
Wow.
No TV after 4 o'clock! The bitch is bad! Did you do your chores? No sex! I'm bad! Patty's back. Raymond won an award. He's my dog. Bitch.
Oh, man. We'll keep tabs on her because wasn't there something in the tabloid where she walked out? Oh, she stormed out. That was in your newscast yesterday, wasn't it?
No, I had that.
Or you had that.
In the tabloid that she stormed out of the American Music Awards.
American Music Awards.
Because she found Ozzy to be vulgar.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
But she loves to talk about her breast. And right after she refused to take the sex quiz on this show, they had an episode on Raymond where she was doing all kinds of sex and toilet humor, which was fine with her then. Right. So
exactly.
Who knows?
Whenever you play that game, right. Where you play the high and mighty game, right. you tend to come out on the other end as a hypocrite.
Let me just say, if you're listening, Patty, call us next Tuesday. Call us next Tuesday.
Very good.
Ladies Home Journal, Patty Heaton, B-O-W, Bitch on Wheels. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to them, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign?
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we have company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I don't know that one.
It's Hamster Pop and Butterscotch, also known as Don and Mike.
All right. We've got a bunch of lines ringing. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello. All right, it was.
Hello.
Oh, hold on, you're there. You're on the.
I thought we had called in the middle of a mugging.
Hello.
Listen, Don and Mike and Buzz.
Hey, listen, we're in code orange here.
That's right.
We got no time to wait for you.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, what's going on?
Hey, I just want to congratulate you on your upcoming 68 hours, which is about approximately 49. Hours and 28 minutes away, or 25 minutes away.
You know, that was worth the wait.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
What's going on? I played a prank on a guy at the office. I put a little sticky label on his back that said, insert douche here. And I had...
here's the deal. You can say the word ass, and then you can say separately, I stepped in a hole today.
Right.
But you can't, for whatever reason... These dumb rules, you can't say the two words together, so just say a-hole.
Okay, he's a big a-hole.
So you put a sticker on his back that said...
Insert douche here.
With an arrow pointing towards his duke?
Yes, well, what happened is he left work and went to his daughter's basketball game.
Yeah?
And an old lady told him to take it off. So he's kind of pissed, and he didn't really like the joke, and I figured a best defense is a good offense. So I wanted a second way to get him back another time before he hits me.
Wait. What's going on there? Wait.
I don't get this now.
He wants
so,
a follow-up prank.
Yes, exactly. Before he gets me with one.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. So he was, you think he's going to retaliate?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Okay. Do you work in a close proximity to him in your office?
Somewhat. Not really. He's out in the shop, and I'm inside the office building.
Do you ever come in for coffee?
Once in a while.
Well?
You saw that on that videotape, didn't you?
What was that?
You got a men's room?
Yes.
You know what cup he uses?
No, I have no clue. No, that wouldn't work. I just needed an idea. I thought you guys could help me out with it.
Well, give us a second here. Let's put our heads together and see if we could come up with something special.
You know where he lives?
No, I don't, but I could probably figure that one out.
Sure. Do you know if the family has a pet rabbit?
I don't know what good that's going to do, but no, I don't think so.
No, have you not seen the movie Fatal Attraction?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should.
All right. Well, then listen, Mike, excellent idea.
Yeah, this only works if the family has a small child with a rabbit.
Now, you got to rent this movie with Michael Douglas and Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction. And I'll tell you, fast forward an hour and a half into it.
Yeah, because it happens really at the end of the movie.
Right. But it's really, I mean, if you want, and let me just tell you, there are some pranks that are mean-spirited, and then there are other pranks that the family's going to get together and laugh about.
Right.
This rabbit prank is a great one.
It's a killer, pardon the pun.
It's funny.
Yeah, you have to have pretty good timing, too, because you want to make sure the pot doesn't boil over, and you want to
don't give away too much of the prank. Let him find out in the movie.
Oh, so you want him to do the movie. All right, but just want, you know, I would say, would you say a medium high as opposed to a high heat?
Or even medium, yeah.
Oh.
Low?
Even, depending
so
on
a
how
slow
long,
rolling boil?
Depending on how long the family's out.
Yeah. Very good.
If they're gone for 3 hours, I'd say you put it on low.
Mm-hmm. And what's great about this prank, as you'll see when you look at the movie, is that once it's over and the laughter dies down, they've got dinner.
All right,
so again, you go to Blockbuster.
Right.
The movie is called Fatal Attraction. We're not kidding you about this.
No, it's true.
With Michael Douglas, a famous movie about, as a matter of fact, you probably asked the clerk at Blockbuster, does this copy have the rabbit part in it?
Now, if they don't have a rabbit, and God knows, you know, that's not a given, they're going to have a rabbit.
They might have a cat.
A simple one is really just to maybe late at night break into his house and super glue his penis to his stomach.
Now, that's hard, though, Mike.
I know. Well, if it is.
I would say.
Depends on, you know, what's going on in his dreams.
You can always substitute cat for rabbit.
Yeah,
right. Or you can substitute hamster for rabbit.
Yeah, that's true.
But it really, if you want to stay true to Hollywood,
got to be a rabbit.
Yeah, you want it to be a rabbit
or a small dog.
Well, if you see my name pop back up on the screen, I'm letting you know how it went.
Okay. All right, you got it.
Very good. Enjoy.
Where are you calling from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Hey, you know, and this is a little warning for you. There is a small chance, I mean, almost minuscule, an outside chance. Every now and then, you get one of these whacked out families that gets real, you know, weird about it. They call the cops and you might have to do a little jail time.
Well, they can't take a joke.
That's a joke. So, I mean,
make sure when you do the prank that you don't, like, leave a telltale sign, like, you know, your business card or anything.
Right. I'll remember that.
This is in Wichita?
Yes.
Oh, they'll have a rabbit.
And also,
Buzz is from Wichita, so he knows that.
Take a page from the book of Sammy Davis Jr., though. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rob, again, sorry, not a crime. It's a prank.
It's a prank.
That's right.
Oh, it's a prank.
It's a prank where certain people who don't get jokes have had people, you know, incarcerated.
I stand corrected.
All
forgive
right.
me.
All right, thank you. Again, the movie is
Fatal Attraction.
Mm-hmm. Michael Douglas, Glenn Close.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're very welcome.
Bye.
Good luck. There's only one other. I know he's off the line, but if you want to do a practical joke, what you do is you get together with a bunch of your friends, and you have to wait for, like, a local parade, and then you take your buddy's car, and you turn it into, like, a big tank.
Right. Oh, yeah, are you thinking about somewhere you go to the shrine and you say, can I have 10,000 marbles, please?
Well, that's the second part of it. You get the 10,000 marbles, and then you decorate it, and you get a guy to drive it dressed up like a pirate.
And I bet you spray paint it so it looks like a big cake that says, eat me.
Eat me, and it's got a skull on the front of it.
Yeah.
And then you drive it, you kind of drive it right into the reviewing stand.
Right into the grandstands.
And it only works great if like, the people that are on the reviewing stand that you're playing the prank on go airborne.
But that's much more elaborate than the
rabbit prank. Well, that's why you got to get a bunch of friends to do
forever.
It.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Hmm.
All right, I'll try that one. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, here you go. He's the prankster Tom Gavin.
I got a friend on the phone.
He's having one of his good days, you can tell.
He's my nephew. He goes to Kilmer Intermediate.
Oh, you have how old is he, Tom?
Dylan, 15.
Oh, that's that. No good can come of that.
We hate to sound like Patty Heaton, but the show is not for kids.
He's not allowed to call or be on the show until he's 18, Tom. That's the rule we have. You know that.
Oh.
That makes Gavin an Uncle Tom.
All right. Bye, Tom.
Hey, where's Satan?
Satan's going to be on our next segment.
Segment? Can I call back in? With Satan?
You want to talk to Satan, Tom?
Yeah.
All right, very quickly, though. He's very busy. He's going to do a bit for us in a second.
Okay.
He's getting ramped up to do the bit. There he is, Satan.
Hey, Satan.
Hey.
What are you doing, babe?
Wait, Tom Gavin's on the machine now.
Satan!
Oh, dear.
Don't do that, Tom. Don't do that. What's happening, Tom?
I think Tom's gone.
Watch it, you sucker.
Yeah? What do you want, you tard?
Watch it, sucker. I'm coming in on Friday.
That's all right. I'm in your house every night.
I'm going to come in. I'm coming out there Friday afternoon to help with the Valentine's thing.
I'm going to play the rabbit prank on you, Tom.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. With you're not. Natasha Terry.
No, you're not. I'm going to play a phone trick on you when I come in there.
Dial 666 tard.
Knock the crap out of you.
Listen.
You watch it.
Listen, you goddamn tard. I want to mention something right now. Hey, shut up. Shut up. You're a knight in Satan's service. I command you to shut up.
You knucklehead, you dumb freak.
I'm going to say something very important right now, you tard. Shut up. Take your medication. I will take you to the group home.
Satan. I'm going to knock the crap out of you. You better watch it.
I'm undefeated, Tom.
I am the famous Tom Gavin. You better watch it.
Tom, I don't think you're using strong enough words.
Yes! You wet ass!
No, you're just being a wimp. You're being a wimp, Tom.
I laugh at you and your small IQ.
You have to use the really bad words, Tom, or you won't reach God.
God damn it, Satan!
Hey,
I'm coming down here.
Not strong enough.
Bounce off me.
Not strong enough.
I am rubber, you are glue.
I'm coming down.
Your mom did it to me till her face turned blue.
You
stupid tard.
Hey,
let me take a second out here to mention. I'm going to be on to the next segment.
Thanks.
Hi, it's me, Lucifer. Hey, bikers, dwarves, lesbians, and retarded guys.
Quiet, Tom.
It's the return of Mike O'Mara and the Crab Blues Band, Brady's in Manassas, Virginia, this Saturday night. Goodbye, Tom.
What was that, Satan?
You heard. I gave you a plug, Mike. Saturday night, Mike and his band at Brady's in Manassas, Saturday night. Come for the music. Stay for the sex.
Oh, man, nobody sells it like Satan sells it.
Yeah, Mike's going to be there. It's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Brady's in Manassas.
Yeah, the band wants to talk to you, Satan.
If you've never had sex in a bathtub full of goat blood, and they say you haven't lived, and ladies, that's what Mike is offering.
God, wow.
I got to fly.
Yeah, Satan, I know you're coming back to it. Called the phone hose, right?
I'm coming back in the next segment.
Yes.
I got to fly. I've got lots of very important clients.
I understand, right.
Who's on the phone? Todd Hillier's on my phone right now.
Oh, very good. Let's chat with him. See what he has to say. That would be
Todd.
Fez Watley.
Don't do it.
Todd, how you doing? Yeah.
I didn't know that Fez was actually part of Satan's group.
I don't know that he is yet.
Yeah. Well,
he's having a conversation with him, Buzz.
Hey, listen, 7 to 11, what do you want me to do, man?
Oh, I guess Fez...
It's as prime time as I'm going to give you.
Negotiations.
Who do you think you are, Eric Pickle?
Oh, God.
Hey, listen. All right, come on. Who gave you the whole fag thing? Who gave you the whole homo thing?
He's into showbiz.
Yeah.
Same thing.
He loves it.
Who came up with that for you?
Listen.
Doesn't everybody know that you just pretending to be gay. All right, Todd. Todd? Todd, when you're speaking to me, you may call me Mr. Lucifer, or you may call me Bullybase. I will not call you by your dumb radio name, Fez. Okay? Fine. It's a deal. 30 more days on the air, I promise.
There you go.
It's done. That's right.
Oh, listen to that.
Send it to me.
Oh, I guess he's sending him the contract.
Overnight it to me.
Oh, wow.
Don't all right. Leave it with Bobby Hollingsworth. Oh, she's been on my team a long time.
Bobby Hollingsworth.
Bye, Todd. Yeah, right, Lucifer, around whatever.
Hey, there he goes. I didn't know that you had a pipeline to some of the other performers on our radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Matt and Huggy up in Philadelphia.
Pretty amazing.
Cousin Ed.
Yeah. All of them are in your service.
Douchebag in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Grant Napier. Ugh.
Yeah, he hasn't signed with you, has he?
No, he keeps constantly calling me. But I want to be on the radio. I want to be. I said, listen, you suck. And he said, yeah, but so does Kathy Lee Gifford. I said, but that's right, you know what? She really sucks.
Hey, Satan.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to log on to that website for that sexpert that was on here recently?
Dr. Natasha Terry.
Yeah, did you take a look at it like I told you?
Mike, you better do her in goat's blood.
I know.
I gotta get out of here.
Satan, the chicks don't like the goat's blood. How many times do I have to tell
you? I'll be back in the next break, okay?
All right. We'll call the phone host. Bye, Satan.
Okay, bye. No word to your mother.
Hey, can you say bye like they did in The Wizard of Oz? Bye.
Bye. Oh, and also don't forget... buy the brand new CD by 50 Cent.
Oh, yes.
He's great. He's just signed with me.
Very good.
Very wonderful kid.
Enjoy.
Don't worry about the lyrics.
All right,
he
Satan.
He didn't mean it. He just signed with me. I'll see you in a second.
All right, take care, Satan.
Don't lie to you, man.
There he goes. Satan, ladies and gentlemen, he's coming back.
That'll be back.
Be back soon.
Be back.
Oh, God. Tom doesn't like him.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddies.
Hi.
I have a question for Buzz, actually.
Yeah, he's here.
All right.
I was just curious, Buzz, where you got your outstanding vocabulary from?
The Wichita Public School System.
Oh, really?
Yes, thank you.
I'm a third-year English student at Temple University in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
The Temple Owl. I had no idea as to the word, and you just came right up with it. So.
Oh, no, he has a dictionary.
I had to look it up. Contratop. I'd seen it before, but I didn't remember what it meant.
All right. You're right. Buzz is a smart one. Thanks.
I'm gonna go listen to myself later, boys.
Okay, enjoy.
Hey, speaking of public schools, I gotta get my kids okay to tell you something.
Oh, okay.
All right. I just think it's something that's cute. He and his girlfriend this weekend.
Something they did?
Yeah.
Hope he says yes.
But it's one of those things, I gotta get his permission because it is his private life.
That's right.
And, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Oh, come on. Is anybody home at my house? Where are you at? Buying gas masks?
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Sweetheart.
Hey, is the man there?
No, no. Surprise, surprise. He's with his female friend.
Do you? Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to mention, you know that thing at the movies?
That thing at the movies.
That happened to them at the
right,
movies?
Oh, right, right, right. That Tannis thing.
Do you
right.
think that he'd be pissed if I mentioned that?
No, I don't guess if you, you know, you don't mention names, why would...
So here's... Well, you can help me out.
Okay, I'll tell the... I know the story. You want me to tell it?
No. You can help me out. If I stray, you let everybody know.
Are you always straight? Go ahead. No,
I'm going to tell it exactly as it happened. My kid takes his girlfriend to go see whatever awful movie it was they went to on Saturday night. And I guess that there were some talkers in the theater.
Yeah, you're already straight.
Well,
she wanted to get up and get a Coke, and so she has a quiet voice, and she said in her little quiet voice, "Excuse me," before she moved past. And the girls, the tougher girls that she was trying to get past, did not hear her say the "excuse me" part. And so they gave her a lot of lip as she went past and then were talking that in a very loud voice about how rude she was. Mm. Okay, go ahead.
So when they come back, when my son comes back...
No. She went.
When the girlfriend comes back.
She climbs over the seats because she's afraid of these tougher girls.
Sure. Okay.
So then Bart wants to get something to drink a little bit later. Okay, now try again.
Then Bart walks by them, and the girlfriend says...
No. And then Bart says in a loud voice,
excuse me, being facetious.
And then Bart's,
the girls did not know, the Tupper girls did not know that he was just,
you know, it's better when I tell the story, even if I screw it up.
Okay, then the girlfriend says what?
Then the girlfriend says, we got to leave now, because at one point...
No, wrong. Then the girlfriend says to the Tupper girls, this is the funny part, she says, excuse me, in her quiet voice to these girls, because the Tupper girls were saying, well, at least your man has some manners. And so the girlfriend is sitting there alone while Bart's all getting a drink, and she says in her quiet voice, excuse me, do you mind not being such a bitch?
Oh.
And then the Tupper girl said, what did you say? And she said, excuse me, do you mind not being such a bitch? And then the Tupper girl says, oh, we got an ass kicking to do, and we're going to meet you outside.
All right, so then I can think of the story here.
Okay.
That now, so Bart comes back with the beverages, and he gives the beverages to his girlfriend, and his girlfriend tells him, oh, that, you know, I said, excuse me, bitch, and that they want to fight. So they waited until these three girls left to go to the bathroom.
Then after the movie, the girlfriend's afraid to leave the theater, and she poked her head out after the tough girl.
You know, even if I get the facts wrong, it's always a better story if I tell it. Because, listen, here's the bottom line. Here's what the girlfriend says to Bart that cracks my ass up. But... they're from public schools.
Oh, my God.
But they're girls that go to public school.
She said, I don't know what I'd do if I had to go to public school. I'd be afraid every day.
Oh, God. All right, goodbye. I love you, baby.
And Bart says, oh, I went to public school for a year. It was kindergarten, but I made it through.
Hey, tough guy.
Yeah.
All right, I love you, baby.
All right, love you, boo.
Bye.
Bye. Mm.
Always better when I tell it.
You did not enjoy that exercise, did you?
No. I mean, I was going to get there.
Right.
Yeah. The part about with the bitch and with the, you know, the... But the funniest part was, you know, I think they go to public schools.
But based on that, I think that the only pertinent fact you had right was at the very end.
Yeah.
That public school line.
Oh, you know, it's close. Hey, I'm there. You know, I'm there. I'm parenting. I'm listening. I'm finding out what's happening.
Well, I think the key is to make it as entertaining as possible.
I'm trying.
And if you would have the story, there would have been a gun involved.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the I please.
The Don and Mike Show.
The home of Charlie the Clown Guy. The Don and Mike Show.
And don't forget, tomorrow we've got the Backwards Newlywed Game with four couples who are divorcing and separated.
Right.
Playing for $1,000 in cash from Veramax. Friday, Anna, 62 years young.
Oh, baby!
Senior bachelorette with 10 guys between 21 and 25 buying for her attention. Anna gets $1,000. The guy who she chooses gets $500.
Right.
And we'll give you $500. To take Anna out to dinner. We'll hear the whole thing on Tuesday's episode.
Break me off a piece of that.
Here is the hotline. Hello.
Howdy, Dad.
Howdy, buddy.
How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing pretty well.
All right. I know you want to call. My son called during the break. Said he was with his gal pal.
It's not me that wants to call. Let me stress this.
Oh. It is your girlfriend.
I have no problem with what was said.
And what is her problem?
She thinks she is being portrayed as, how to put it,
an elitist?
Ignorant?
Ignorant.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, now, I don't know. That might fit. But, no, she's not ignorant. No. She's anything but ignorant. As a matter of fact, a couple of days, when was the honey thing, Marty? Was that Saturday?
I guess, yeah.
Come on, honey.
So, anyway... Bart has left to go see his girlfriend, and he, of course, has left and not told me or Frieda what time he's going to be back or where he's going. So I called to his girlfriend's house to say, when he gets there, tell him to call me and, you know, we got to set up a schedule. So she obviously sees the number on caller ID, and she answers the phone and she goes, hi, honey. And I said, This is Mr. Honey. When little Honey gets there, you tell him to call big Mr. Honey. Okay? Bye, Honey. Bye, Honey.
I had a similar situation like that with your wife today. I saw, I didn't call you Honey, of course, but I answered the phone as I would answer it just for you when I saw your number on the call.
Yeah.
And it was Mrs. Source. So she had to accuse of us, of course, of having an affair behind her back. I said, yes, for years it has been true.
What did you say besides Honey? I guess I shouldn't say.
Not
I
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I speak in, we speak in forked tongues quite often.
You do.
Yeah. You know what it
was. Those will be on the hidden tapes.
Yeah. So anyway, Bart, I got a bit I got to get to here. What is it you wanted to say or your girlfriend wants to say?
I believe the sentence I was supposed to say is, she's not that shallow.
She's not that shallow, and I can understand why she would want that said.
Sure.
Right.
But I couldn't stand going to a public school.
Oh no.
It's funny. It's funny. All right, I'll get off the topic.
Go to public school!
It's funny.
Oh, man. Oh.
All right. So what
I'm in big trouble.
What are you doing now?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many, you know. And my kid, I couldn't be prouder of him.
Of course.
As you know, he's almost 18. He's going to have his choice of schools to go to. Clemson's not a lock. He's waiting for other schools to give him the go ahead. You know, I love him to death. But it never ceases to amaze me how many times we'll be at home and he'll just be laying there like a lump on the couch and, you know, scratch constantly. If you don't mind me saying this, Barty.
I do mind. It's not a constant thing. All men need to do it.
Yes.
Scratching himself.
Well, come on.
So he's laying on the couch, scratching himself, and...
Sure. Why not? Feels good.
And I'll say, you know, something like, how'd your day go? And he'll go, okay. And then the Frida will go, so... What are you thinking about doing this? You know, her and the Snow White. What are you thinking you can do this weekend? And Bart goes, I don't know. Then the phone rings. It's the girlfriend. And
I have very bad news, then.
What's that?
From what you've just said?
Yeah.
I think I'm turning into someone else in the building.
Who do you think you're turning into?
Chuck Broyhill.
Why? Because you're with a 17-year-old girl?
No, the monosyllabic.
The monosyllabic grunting.
Oh, no, okay. All right, but here's the deal, though. We get the monosyllabic grunting until the phone rings, and it's her. And then I hear a lot of this. I hear, hello, sweetheart.
Really? That's nice.
Yeah, I get the sweetheart and the honeys. And
more animated.
I'm sorry I don't call you sweetheart.
No,
is that what you want?
No, I'm very glad. I'm glad you don't. I'm your dad. It wouldn't be right if you called me sweetheart.
That's right.
Honey.
Okay, baby. Hey, sugar lips.
All right, man.
See, now you know what I don't mind. What he's doing right now is he's...
showing off for his girlfriend?
Flexing in front of his gal pal.
Yeah, well, that's normal.
That's okay.
Totally normal.
I just got to think, you know, God knows, Barty, I've put you through enough crap going to school, you know, being my son and all the stuff that goes through.
Well,
you might as well now take some advantage.
I have to thank you about school.
Why?
At least I'm not going to public school.
Hey, and I have to thank Bart about going to college. I have to thank him from the bottom of my heart because it really, you know, I can say now that I'm relieved that he's actually going on to college, that he will not be implementing the game plan that he wanted to implement several years ago.
Yes. Which was
at the age of 18.
Take your spot.
To come really just move me out, which is for a while there, Bart, you were going to do that.
Well, Mike, you know, Clemson does have a strong broadcasting school.
Well, you know,
and we know from those tapes we played of Mom.
Yeah.
This is WCCP. I'm Frida Wright.
You know, I think the timing will work out actually well. Mm-hmm. You know, that'll be when it's time for me to move on and stuff like
but
that.
But then it's gonna be time for me to move on.
Well, then you know, and Bart, I think perhaps we need to talk. I've got a lot of bills to pay, Bart, and you know, I could think of no greater replacement for your father.
But anyway, listen, I'm very glad that, you know, seriously, a lot of your life, people have given you crap because of what I do on the radio, and I'm glad that now you're able to use it and, you know, maybe get something out of it. If you know what I'm saying. I don't mean that, but I mean...
Thanks, Dad. Thanks.
Well, I mean,
not my effing charmer or anything.
I mean, come on. You got to admit it's cool.
Thank you, Dad.
You got to admit it's cool that... You're driving, or who's driving, you or her?
Nobody's driving.
Oh, where are you at? Are you at her house?
Just parked at a gas station.
What are you doing there?
So I could talk to you and she could listen.
Oh, who is driving? You are you driving or is she driving?
Yeah, she's not the best driver. She lost her license.
Oh, dear. Oh, that, well, that's too bad because that was the other sweet deal that he had.
Never would have happened in public school.
I would always say to Bart, how come you don't ever go pick her up?
Right.
He says,
don't have to.
Don't have to. She comes over.
Wow.
And, you know, we've kept Bart on a pretty strict financial plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he works. He has a part-time job. We give him a bare bones. Not bare bones.
I got to go.
Oh, all right. Love you.
All right.
Anyway, she's the opposite. So a lot of times I'll say to them, how are you? He'll say,
Dad, don't get her in trouble.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
By saying that her parents are more generous than yours?
Just don't. You can say that.
All right, I'll say that. All
right. It's a nice way of putting it.
I'll say that. Okay. All right, buddy. I'll see you tonight. Love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Tell honey I said hi.
All right.
Tell honey Mr. Honey said hi.
Can do.
All right, you got
can
it.
Can do.
Okay.
Don't forget our motto. What's the Boy Scout motto? Be prepared.
Nice face, nice body.
No, be prepared.
Really, the total package.
All right, Joe Millionaire, I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, bye, bud.
Bye.
Bye.
Be prepared.
Mike, hello. CONDOM.
Oh, man.
He's going to... Hey, I got news for you.
I mean, I know you're doing the right thing as the father of two daughters.
Even
at their young age, that freaks me out.
I have news for you. In about 40 days, he's going to be 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're discussing... We're going to be on holiday that week. Or we get back. I don't know what it is. I've already discussed with him that we're going to have, like, a man party for him when he's 18.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, not with fire trucks and whores and stuff, but...
no whores.
We'll have a bottle of champagne, and if he wants to attempt to have a cigar with me...
Right.
He can do that and have some of his buddies over.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be 18.
Yeah.
I mean, Christ, if he's going to be old enough to be drafted and vote, he's old enough to, you know, under my supervision, free to supervision, have some adult fun.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because he is almost 18.
True.
And he will be...
He prepared thing.
Mike, it was more of a joke than anything.
You know how I am. And you know this. What the hell am I going to do? What the hell am I going to do when they get to be that?
Well, you know, really?
What the hell am I going to do? It's different for fathers and sons.
What you're going to do is your daughters are going to grow up.
What I'm going to do, I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to buy a double-barrel shotgun.
No. You're going to have your daughters be like my boy's girlfriend. And I mean this seriously. She is a sweet... And I don't mean this like in a perv way. She's a sweet girl.
Yeah, all right.
She's a very sweet girl. And whenever I see her, I always, you know, say, you know, hi, honey, how you got? Please put a jacket on, please.
Yeah.
Because she always walks around with the she's got the
style of the day. I understand.
And you know, she has a belly in there. I said, God, it's 10 degrees. I was like, please, he said, honey, put a coat on, please. And she's very sweet.
I am really going to do my attorney, your attorney, a guy that's done work for us.
Oh, Doug.
What Doug did with his daughter when she went on her very first date. He's a sportsman. And he took out every firearm he had in his house in the foyer and was cleaning them on a blanket in the foyer when the kid arrived.
Oh
hi.
That would
How are you?
I have news for you.
Yes.
That would do nothing.
Really?
Listen, this is the conversations really seriously we've had with Bart about this and other topics. No matter what you say or do, eventually your kids, if they want to, they're going to do whatever they want. You can't watch them every second of every day.
I have heard from other parents and from my niece that that you have to actually, you can't push too hard. You can't you can't smother them and you can't put them in a cocoon. You have to, it's the way things are done. But let me tell you something, Buster.
Yeah,
Buster. There's a big difference between a father of daughters and a father of sons. It's a little bit easier for you. Would you not admit it's a little different, the whole societal thing with sons? You're a chip off the old block. You're much more, it's a different. When you have daughters, you're much more protective.
No, seriously, and I don't want this to be serious, but seriously, you're wrong. Because while a kid with you would say it's the old chip off the old block, the discussions that I have with him, and I don't want to break any... a vow of privacy that I have with him,
right.
But I have explicit conversations with him
right.
about what cannot happen.
Oh, okay. All right, good for you. Responsibility.
And the repercussions.
I hope that every father listening right now that would be the father of boys anywhere from, say, 5 years old up until 10 years old is planning to have the same discussion with their sons. Because, and I'm talking about in the entire area where we're listening to.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm very glad he's able to call up Beyond the Radio. His girlfriend's there listening to him right now. God knows what's going on at that gas station. God knows. Let me just say.
Killing me. You know, you're killing me with that.
High test. It's not regular. Honey, that's unleaded. Nice lube job.
Was strictly forbidden.
I know you're kidding.
I know. I know.
Good news to his people.
I know.
He made it up.
I was kidding. He's
and I know what you said is what you really do. And I just hope that, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't have any real control.
No, you don't.
No. You don't. No.
You don't. So that's what you have to tell. You have to just trust them.
Raise good kids.
Yeah, right. Do the best you can.
That's all you can do. I think, you know what? Even based on the way it's going right now, I think it'll be easy.
It'll be all right. This whole thing happened with you. You're a better dad now.
They are.
You were 2 years
ago. They are, you know, I tell you, on both sides. And I say this about, Laura, and I say this about me. Those kids get a lot of love. And I hope that everybody that's in a similar situation remembers that. And that, you know, we were talking about that before, being nice to the person.
And Mike.
It, no matter, you know, what's going on, for their sake, that's why you maintain that.
When your daughter's 11, 12 years from now, you're going to get a lot of love.
Oh, all right. You and I, Buzz, during the news, Don and I will be stepping outside.
Yes, I understand.
You know, we never got to Satan dialing for transvestites. We'll do that tomorrow.
But he was in you when you made that comment.
we will get to that tomorrow with the backwards newlywed game. Buzz, news and comments, what is your lead story tonight?
The Fox Network scoops up the sloppy seconds from the Michael Jackson documentary.
Now, this is interesting. This is
stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Imagine, right? They're at an Exxon station somewhere.
Oh, no.
Jeez. You hear that? Like that? Because we're on like some incredible delay. They really don't trust us.
Right.
Like some 2 minute delay or something like that. Oh, Bart. Yeah. Oh, Bart.
Yeah, that's my old man.
You got a rocket body.
That was all very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
Ass play.
Joe. Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Here's your sponsor.
Okay.
Your show. Viramax Sexual Enhancer. A great sex. More often with Viramax. Viramax available at Fighter Health Food Stores, pharmacies, and retailers. Everywhere. Call 1-888. Try. The. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
While a British documentary crew was following around Michael Jackson, Jackson had a video crew following them. Jackson says he's hurt by the way their documentary turned out. He says it made him out to be a bad father, even though he claims the reporter at one point called him a good father. And that's all the background you need when you hear that the Fox Network is promoting Michael Jackson, Take Two, the interview they wouldn't show you.
Now, here's where I'm interested.
Okay.
We're all in agreement that Michael Jackson is effed up and that he's a bad father.
Yeah, bad.
However, if he has tape of this guy giving him the rope-a-dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which based on my viewing of that documentary, I did end up watching the whole damn thing.
Wow.
I got that impression that the guy was doing everything he could to make him, you know, to make all of our fears, you know, come to reality.
I want to see the other part.
I'd love to see that. I think it'd be fantastic.
And that reminds me that when Frieda and I were watching that the Carney show that she was on, the Crossing Over show. One thing, if you got a chance to watch that show, and the insight that Frieda gave me about that show is that they edit that show.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous amount of editing that you don't see all of the times that the guy says, "I'm seeing military," and people say, We don't know anybody in the military.
So she said that based on watching it and being
watching
there for
it
the
on
paper.
TV. And she, you know, she said that the guy got a lot of stuff right about my brother-in-law, but there was some stuff that was just off the wall that didn't make it. And she said, and with the other people that were on that show as well, there's an awful lot that you don't see.
They chop it up a lot.
Yeah.
Everything on television these days is manipulated by editing, including the reality shows we're seeing now.
And the same thing with this Michael Jackson thing. Right. And I saw that poor dumbass Joe Millionaire on Regis today.
Oh, really?
Now, I give Regis some credit. The Regis on Tuesday came on and said what everybody thought.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that sucked. Fox really sucks. And that Regis was making fun of Joe Millionaire, going, "Ray, Ray, Ray, there's your bulldozer." Ray, Ray, Ray. And the guy came on, and he is just as dumb as a box of rocks. Really, I mean, he makes Joe look like a Rhodes Scholar. But he said that he was unhappy with the editing of the show.
Sure.
And he said, for instance, the scenes where they have him outside, where he was, you know, when he'd say that dumb stuff like, "My brain's all full."
Yeah, right, right.
He said that he walked to be by himself, and that one of the cast said, "No microphones, no cameras. I just want to talk to you and be your friend."
You mean one of the producers said that?
Yeah, one of the producers. Now, meanwhile, they're filming they're filming this guy,
Evan,
with night vision,
right,
and the guy from the crew is wearing a wireless clip-on mic.
Yeah, that's a little devious.
So he right, said he was not pleased that you don't see everything that happened. He said, and like he said, and I was pissed that the guy said that I said specifically, no microphones, no cameras, and the guy said, "No, that's fine. You know, it's just me and you."
Ooh, that's devious.
And then they also asked him about
that. That's Fox.
They asked him about the stuff in the woods.
Yeah.
With the slurp and the gulp, gulp, and he said, "Nothing like that happened."
Really?
Now, maybe the guy's lying about that.
Yeah,
he said they were just, they're playing it up.
That's interesting.
So, anyway.
But if you're this British reporter, you're Martin Bashir, in order to get close enough to Michael to make this documentary in the first place, you got to pretend to like the guy, right? I mean, you have to play nice.
Exactly.
I mean, there's going to be a little deviousness going on there.
Right. It'll be interesting to see this guy going, "Michael, you're a wonderful father."
Right. Yeah, and they edit all that stuff out.
Of course.
Where he's just lying and sucking
how
up.
How television works. The show on Fox airs a week from tomorrow night, February 20th. This is the big February sweeps, and the first Jackson documentary got over 27 million people to tune to ABC. Now Fox wants a piece of that, even if it's totally pro-Michael. Jackson was so upset about the ABC show, he contacted 60 Minutes for a rebuttal, but chickened out once Ed Bradley actually showed up at Neverland Ranch. Lisa Marie Presley says, "Don't be cruel."
Hey, man, don't be cruel.
Hey. She says she's also outraged by last week's documentary. Presley, who was married to Jackson for 18 months.
I wonder if you knew how outraged I was.
Here she is.
Yes?
Here's Lisa Marie Presley right now. Here she is.
"Holy fellas, that don't move me. Let's get real, real gone."
That's remarkable.
Here she is, lovely lady.
Talking to her record producers. Lisa tells the Los Angeles radio station Kiss FM that the show was, quote, "really messed up."
Rick Dees in the morning. I'm joined.
Woo!
Rick Dees on Kiss FM. I'm joined now by Lisa Marie. Lisa Marie, how did you feel about the way you were portrayed? Lisa Marie, Rick Dees. Here's Lisa Marie Presley. Your thoughts?
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night, but I didn't make it.
Yes. Woo! Tell us, Lisa.
I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
If you could share a bed with a 5-year-old,
would you?
Ooh.
Oh. If you could follow in your father's footsteps, would you?
If you could have the golden loaf,
would you?
People for the ethical treatment of animals say there's a reason the dude looks like a lady. The animal rights group says it's because the dude drinks cow's milk and eats meat.
Ooh.
PETA says consuming too much of those things can give a man gynecomastia. That's Latin for man boobs. And now, Aerosmith has given PETA permission to use their hit song, "Dude Looks Like a Lady," to promote the vegetarian lifestyle.
Really?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Let me,
Mike says as he fondles himself.
I know.
Somebody ought to call Phil Mickelson.
He's got the worst mitts in the world.
He does. Hey, Tony?
Hey, Tony, what's up?
Jason, Tony? What's that called, Buzz?
Gynecomastia.
I think you got it.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. That would explain the attraction.
All right, what do I do to get rid of it?
You see me after the show, big boy.
Okay, pal.
All right, bye, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason Tony from if the programming you, department.
Yeah. If you could complete, would you? Mike?
Yep. If you could nurse with Jason Tony, would you?
Affirmative.
A famous lawyer friend of music producer Phil Spector says it was an accident.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Well, that's not the lawyer, and he's not that famous. Spector's accused of murdering a B-movie actress just up at a bar. The shooting took place in the entryway of Spector's Southern California mansion. The famous lawyer friend is Marvin Mitchelson. He says he's talked with people connected to the case. He says, quote, I'm 100% certain it's not a homicide. But Spector's attorney in this case is another famous guy, O.J. lawyer Robert Shapiro.
If you could kill a woman in the Wall of Sound, would you?
Spector, who is also a 62-year-old gun collector, is currently out on bail. He'll be back in court for arraignment on March 3rd.
If you could hire Robert Shapiro,
would you?
All right. Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
If you wanted to end your broadcast on time and played commercials now,
would you?
Yeah, we have to, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm here. Trust me, I'm here.
Trying to order flowers.
Oh.
Thought I could do it during a commercial break.
You trying to do it on the net?
Yeah, because they dick you around with, do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? So finally I get the thing where I'm all the way down to the credit card now, and they can't guarantee delivery. On Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
Really?
It says preference February 14th or 13th if not available on 14th.
It's a headache, but you have an easier time if you call a actual flower shop near the location where your opponent will be.
Your opponent will be.
Hold on. Go ahead, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Good luck, Don.
The what, Buzz?
The enemy.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. But Kevin Spacey still doesn't like it when people question his sexuality. In fact, he seems to hate it more than ever. The talented actor went off in New York recently when a reporter asked if he preferred the, quote, lifestyle of London rather than that of Los Angeles.
Where did you learn about us? Would you like to be on the newsletter?
Would you?
No!
Would you?
No, would you? No, I want to order flowers for my wife.
Have you thought about growing them?
It's faster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kevin Spacey shot back when asked this question about does he prefer the lifestyle of London or the lifestyle of Los Angeles. What do you mean by lifestyles? He's been touchy about this ever since Esquire magazine ran a cover story about the Spacey's gay rumors.
You think he's ever ordered flowers on the internet?
No.
For a man or a woman?
He picks them up personally.
Hold on. Did you start talking about Costner?
No, Spacey.
Don?
Kevin Spacey.
It was Kevin Spacey.
Sorry.
Have you ordered your flowers yet?
I thought she didn't like flowers.
She doesn't.
Oh.
You know what? I think I would send candy. That's any drugstore.
She doesn't like
would
that
you?
Either.
Would you?
Hold on. I'm almost done.
Candy!
Expiration date. God damn it. Mine in the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, great. All right. Complete checkout. Do it. Come on.
Flowers are here.
Come on, make it happen. Thank you for... kiss my ass and you give me a pop-up ad after I've ordered goddamn flowers.
That's right.
Really? And I don't
would
know...
Would you like to plug the website?
Negative. I would not, Mike. There's only one or two out there.
All right.
Hey, Don, I mean, am I out of line by saying thank you in advance?
She won't know if it's from me or you. I just put from one who cares.
Oh,
from one who cares.
Very good.
Anyway.
You know I like chocolates.
Another reporter asked...
We're totally different.
Yeah, we're totally... That's the joke I was making.
Because I thought you were saying, was I sending it to your wife either you or me?
No. Sending it to Mike.
No, Mike, why would I send you flowers when I know what you want?
Yeah, I don't need flowers.
I know.
I don't need flowers. I get satisfaction.
You'll get it.
Right.
Another reporter asked Kevin Spacey, how do you feel about these stories, these rumors about you being gay? And quoting an angry Spacey again, don't bother me with that crap. Just mind your own effing business. Next question.
Wow.
A little touchy.
Do you think I should click here? It says I'm done, but it says thank you.
Uh-huh.
Click here to claim your special reward for your purchase.
No, not in a million years. Do not hit that.
It's a trick.
But then there's nothing. There.
That is how they get you. Right,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Sure. Thank you. Uh-huh. Your online order confirmation. All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Why don't you log a little time with betterlovelife.com? An old friend of ours is there.
Who's that?
Dr. Natasha. Yes, I'm fixated on her.
Apparently you are.
I want her back again and again and again.
Well, wait till tomorrow until Satan's here, Mike.
Thank you very much.
You know, you love discussing her with Satan.
Nobody I like talking about her more with than Satan.
I don't want to cause a panic. You know how I hate to alarm people.
Oh, God, here it comes.
But don't drink the water on a commercial airliner. Tap water from 14 flights tested by experts hired by the National Enquirer showed everything from insect eggs to salmonella to fecal matter.
I can safely say
that has nothing to do with terrorism. It's probably always been that way.
I have never, ever consumed water on an airplane.
Good for you.
I have.
Not even as a mixer?
Never.
Wow.
Soda water.
Well, now, of course, we've all had bottled water.
That should be safe.
On an airplane, but I've gone to that little, when you come out of the John and they got that little spigot and you pull out one of those little dunce caps.
Uh-huh.
I've done that before.
I can top that. I've done that on the train.
Oh, yeah!
Goodbye, Buzz. I wonder, do they make their own ice on an airplane? Because it would be the same.
Do you make your own ice?
I do.
And they do, too. I don't know what that exchange was all
that
about.
That was lovely.
I was
See you after the show.
Hey, it's something about him ordering flowers. I just wasn't paying attention there. I apologize.
I started that whole thing, and I yell at Mike for paying attention during the show.
What?
I apologize that I was on the web.
Well, you
got
important stuff to do.
Yeah, well, you know, 2 days before and all.
Right. According to one of the doctors involved in this study.
What are you looking at?
I was just looking out the window.
According to one of the doctors in the study, I've been testing drinking water for 26 years, and I've never seen bacteria levels so high.
Oh, my God, that's gross.
Quoting a consumer advocate for airline passengers, some of the water was so badly contaminated, you might as well drink out of the toilet. And quoting a lawyer, there's no requirement that airlines clean the water tanks. The only times the tanks might be cleaned is when the airline takes the plane out of service every 7 years or so.
Yuck.
In sports, the governor of the Cornhusker State's backing a plan that would allow University of Nebraska football players to be paid.
It's about time.
The gov says college ball's a multi-million dollar business anyway, and the players should get a piece of that.
You're looking at me with that sort of voice. I'm not goofing.
I am.
Yeah.
Let's pay him.
I'm not goofing.
We're giving him a free education, but it's meaningless, pay him.
Right. Yeah.
Then why don't we just have a semi-pro football league, like a minor league pro.
This would be.
We are paying them with an education, mm-hmm. which we all know mm-hmm. they don't use.
Surely.
However, think about how many kids go out and buy University of Miami jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
How many schmucks like your Ohio State buddy bought Ohio State hats,
mm-hmm.
Ohio State... my kid got accepted to Clemson. And we're not even sure he's going to go there.
Right.
I already got like 6 sweatshirts. Now you tell me that some of that's because of the sports teams.
Big money.
So yeah, give him some walking around money. Pay him.
Negative.
Finally. The birth control pill is actually...
Damn.
You know, am I jealous because I went to a school that didn't have a big football program? You bet I am.
Yeah, you pay him, that could change.
Did they have football at all?
We used to go out in the, you know, on the quad and throw like a Nerf football around.
Now we should play VCU in them.
Finally, the birth control pill is actually a dose of female hormones. Women who take them know this. By the way, it inflates their breasts, and many women know how hormones can affect their moods.
Not always, Buzz.
Moods and emotions. Now, scientists say they've found a new side effect of the pill. They say the pill can affect a woman's taste in men. A woman who normally goes for sensitive guys may seek out the macho dude once she's on the pill. Women who never took it or women who stopped were more attracted to pictures of men with soft features. Women on the pill liked the rough and rugged guys. So the folklore is true.
Let me just say hi to all you women on the pill.
The folklore is true. Girls on the pill like bad boys.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No. We gotta go. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. The backwards newlywed game tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Divorcing couples. You'll love it.
Yeah, great show tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, va, 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 va.
I'm on the pill.
Va, 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 va.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax sexual pleasure and performance enhancers.
He's every day. He's already gone.
He's gone.
Oh, hi, Buzz. Thanks, Buzz. Bye, Robbie.
This is the Don and Mike Show.